Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
The vote of every single one of his 60 Democrats if he wants to overcome a Republican filibuster. And the question is, will every Democrat get on board? There are three or four moderates who have all along expressed discomfort with the idea of a public plan and have not signed off on this latest public option idea of allowing states to opt out if they choose.
I'm Dan Revive at the White House. President Obama says the public option would help lower costs, but a conservative analyst at the Heritage Foundation, Ed Heiselmeyer, says,
if you think that a public option is going to bring down administrative costs, but you get rid of the administrative costs that control fraud, then your fraud goes up.
He points to CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday, which reported that with poor oversight, 15% of Medicare money, $60 billion a year, may go to phony claims. The government wants members of the public to report cheating by doctors, clinics, and pharmacies at a website, stopmedicarefraud.gov.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. None of the bills includes significant medical malpractice reform. President Obama is pushing a $25 million program to test alternatives to the current system.
It takes a long time, and many people who are harmed don't actually get compensated.
Dr. Carolyn Clancy heads a government panel weighing ideas, including creating expert malpractice panels outside courts. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It would give patients a chance at less money more quickly, and doctors some certain to keep down insurance costs.
Lawyers such as Boston malpractice attorney Leo Boyle are strongly opposed.
I'm not against innovation. I'm against a revolution.
Republicans want change as part of health care reform, pointing to a Congressional Budget Office study predicting $41 billion in deficit savings over 10 years. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The repercussions are yet to come for two Northwest Airlines pilots who say they were using their laptop computers when they overshot their Minneapolis destination by 150 miles last week. The pilots have told federal investigators they were trying to figure out a new crew scheduling program, but using laptops violates a policy of Delta Airlines, which took over Northwest last year. A former National Transportation Safety Board investigator, Douglas Feith, tells the CBS Early Show these pilots may not have been aware they were breaking company rules.
While there may have been a harmonization between the two airlines and the policies, not all the pilots may necessarily be aware of that policy, and Northwest did not have a prohibition to use a laptop.
This was the time NASA was to have test-launched its newest rocket, but the weather's foiled those plans for the moment. We're live at the Kennedy Space Center with CBS's Peter King.
NASA hopes Ares 1X will take Americans back to the moon during the next decade, but the weather's delayed launch for at least a half hour. When it does fly, it'll be short and sweet, about 2.5 minutes. Program manager Bob S. says that's more than enough time.
We're going to learn a lot from the way it leaves the launch tower, you know, how it controls itself. We have 700 sensors all over the vehicle.
Ares will go 25 miles up, then splash down in the Atlantic. They've got until noon Eastern time to launch. Otherwise, it's try again tomorrow. Nick?
To Detroit, where Chrysler's reportedly weighing changes that could lead to some of their models driving off into the sunset. Live to CBS News reporter Vicki Barker for the story.
Partner Fiat reportedly plans to discontinue many Chrysler lines and introduce some sporty and subcompact models from its European stable, all while continuing to stock the trucks and SUVs that have always been a...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The dad in the Balloon Boy saga wants to turn the tables on the sheriff. Richard Heaney's lawyer says Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderton broke the law by publicly talking about sending social services to the Heaney home.
And he's in violation of law, and now I'm going to ask the DAs to prosecute him. They will decline to do that. I will then file motions to kick them off the case because they're in bed with the sheriff.
David Lane says Colorado law prohibits prosecutors or law enforcement from talking about allegations of child abuse or neglect. Meanwhile, the DA is going over findings from the sheriff's office in the alleged hoax. Get ready for a big change in the weather. There's a winter storm warning up for the Front Range starting at midnight tonight. The storm could drop significant amounts of snow in the metro area and the Denver foothills. In sports, the Broncos have a new punter. They've released Brett Kern and picked up 16-year NFL veteran Mitch Berger. Berger is a CU graduate and two-time NFL Pro Bowler. And the Avs are in Edmonton tonight to play the Oilers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good drive as you're out the door this morning. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. The pavement is dry and clear, that both around Denver as well as in the high country. Now, that will change for tomorrow morning, but for the time being, it's an excellent trip around the metro. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a small chance of seeing some afternoon showers, most likely after 3. It's going to be a cloudy day, high of 51. Currently, it is 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't so special? Try the new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe, weekdays from 4 to 6 at Park Meadows Mall. They have daily specials on appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the Long Island Iced Tea, is only $5.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people.
Cohen.
Yes, we can.
The Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press with Ann Schrader Mullins from Politico. Ann, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Politico.com, one of our go-to sources. We check it several times a day. Ann writes over on Click, the page of all things social, entertainment surrounding D.C. It's a great, great website, a wonderful resource, lots of fun stories. We were just going over your interview with your get-to-know-a-congressman.
Tom Rooney, freshman from Florida.
Very funny guy, it seems like.
So his uncle is Dan Rooney, the ambassador to Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Also the owner of the Steelers.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh, wow, okay.
So he's a nice little football family.
He gives you a nice interview. My favorite question, I think, I don't know how you work this question in. Would you wear a Snuggie in public? That's a good question.
Thank you. What did he say?
I would wear a maroon Snuggie. People might think I was a monk or something cool like that.
I give him a lot of credit for that.
That's a really good answer to a very good question, I should point out. You ask about Rush Limbaugh. He says he's a traitor because he thought that Limbaugh was a Steelers fan. Limbaugh, of course, tried to buy the Rams.
It's very audacious of him from Florida to call, as a Republican, to call Rush Limbaugh a traitor.
Yeah.
Limbaugh lives in Florida.
Politico.com/click is the website. All things political, lots of good stuff there. So did you get sucked into Balloon Boy just like I did a couple weeks ago?
To be honest with you, I did not.
I got sucked in 100%.
100? Why?
I was sitting here in the studio, and I look up, and I see these flying saucers. We have three different TVs in here, one on MSNBC, one on Fox News, one on CNN, and all of them had this flying saucer. And I go, what the hell's going on? I got completely sucked in for a good 2 hours.
Oh, Peter.
I did.
Come on.
I did. There's a very interesting study by Babson College. This gentleman, his name is Peter Cohen at Babson College. He puts a dollar amount, on how much money America lost the day that Balloon Boy took over the news. Now, he factors in time lost from people
working,
giving up on work to watch this saga unfold, the amount of money that was used for the police presence to help young
to retrieve this
poor
balloon.
Falcon Heaney, who was actually not in the balloon. He puts a dollar figure on it.
What is
it? Came up with $2.8 billion.
$2.8 billion. $2.8 billion. We should pay for health care.
What do you think should happen to the Heaney family?
All right, I'll tell you right now. I think first of all, They should lose all their kids.
Okay. What do you think realistically should happen?
I'm dead serious. I think that the Child Protective Services should come in and take every last one of those kids away from that family. This guy was running around, pulling his kids out of school to go chase storms.
Right.
He puts his kids up to this huge hoax that played out on national TV. The poor kid's throwing up on live TV. He's so nervous.
Locked in an attic.
And this guy, now look, speaking as a...
shocking father of two.
Speaking as a father of two, which some of you may believe or may not, I would never dream of putting my kid up to some stunt like that. And if you do, I think you should lose your kids. Absolutely. That's my take on it. What do you think?
I don't know, other than I think there should be a huge monetary fine. And his whole dream is to be on reality TV, and I think that there should be no future or option for that for him. I mean, yeah. Hit him where it hurts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I would throw the book at him.
I mean, I see taking away the kids, but...
Take away the kids, put them in jail. That's my take. Dan Henning is running the board for us this morning. Mr. Henning, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks.
And
Dan, are you texting?
No, and to wrap up on that conversation, I think it's because it was the never-happened-to-me factor. Like, I was untouchable, but after hearing those stories during our Outside the Beltway conversation, I'm convinced I should not text while driving.
Excellent, Dan. Well done.
After those stories, I was like, oh, my God.
We are a safer country
You're
as
not
a
as
result.
Dumb as I thought you were.
Thank you.
Wow, that's high praise from Peter.
No, you know, in all honesty, though, it took me one time to screw up when I was texting while driving. And I used to text while driving. I used to think that whatever I did was so friggin' important that I had to text and email. And I tried to do it when I was driving up 270 up the highway once.
Were you driving your minivan, Peter?
How dare you bring that up? How dare you bring up the fact that I drive a minivan? I have two kids and a large dog, and we
What's
have to
name?
Get places. My dog, my golden doodle, my beloved dog, Anna Nicole. She takes up the entire back seat. I have two kids that ride
in the trunk.
You have a gerbil named Howard K. Stern, too?
Get out. No. I love my family, and I got them a minivan so I could cart their asses all over the place. See? Because I care about my family. 866-55-PRESS. How could you bring that up?
Hey, what's your Phil Graham impersonation again?
I'm not going to do my Phil Graham. Last time I did a Phil Graham
impersonation.
No. It sounds nothing like Phil Graham, everyone. Nothing.
866-55-PRESS is our phone number. 866-557-7377. You didn't. www.billpressshow.com is our website. We've got lots of stuff coming up today, including Ken Vogel from Politico.com. But first...
The Full Court Press.
On this Tuesday, other headlines making news. Jay-Z will kick off Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. The team has been playing the rapper's single Empire State of Mind during the playoffs, and they've asked Jay-Z to do it live before the first pitch against the Phillies tomorrow night.
Good for Jay-Z.
Kansas City Running, still on sports. Kansas City running back Larry Johnson has had it up to here with his coaching staff. The 1-6 team's only win this season came against the Redskins. Johnson took to Twitter yesterday to express his anger, tweeting, quote, "My father got more credentials than most of these pro coaches. Google my dad, you'll find out." He added later, "My father played for the coach from Remember the Titans. Our coach played golf."
Oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson
on Twitter. Little upset. Little out of line.
How long till the NFL bans Twitter?
You can't do it from the game.
Can't tweet from the sidelines anymore.
No fun league, man.
Yeah. And what scares you? About 19 million adults, 8.5% of us, have a phobia. And what are we most scared of? A list by LiveScience.com counts them down.
Dan texting while
commitment.
Driving.
No, actually. Yeah. We talked about this earlier in the show today. Number one on the list, biggest fear, is snakes. Fear of snakes. Yeah. Number two is spiders. Three is scary places like elevators and bridges.
So elevators are scary now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think like confined spaces and stuff.
Oh, there's a claustrophobia. Yeah.
Number four is people are scared of other people more than anything else. That's number four on this
terrified
list.
Of other people.
Then heights, they're scared of the dark, thunder, fearful flights, dogs, and dentists.
Stevie Lee Webb, who is screening your phone call. Stevie, what are you afraid of?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely
no fear.
Nothing.
No clowns on the list? Everyone's
clowns.
Afraid of clowns. Clowns are terrifying.
Oh, they are not.
Yes, they are.
I do not believe that.
Grown
at all.
Men and women putting on face makeup and look, just say, clowns are terrifying. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about this last week when it happened. Northwest Airlines, we told you the story. This flight going to Minneapolis was flying to the Minneapolis airport, and they were supposed to land at the Minneapolis airport, except they didn't.
It's just a shocking story.
It's just stunning that in today's day and age this can happen. So the plane is going to Minneapolis, set to land at Minneapolis, and it overshoots the Minneapolis airport by 150 miles. They then realize, whoops, we screwed up. And then we have to come back. So right. I mean, that means you have to come 150 miles back. So right. As some people pointed out, that's a real problem because of the whole gasoline situation. And
well, airspace.
Airspace.
And
yeah.
They were about to send the fighter jets
yes.
to this plane.
Yes. I mean, in today's day and age, it's shocking that this can happen. Immediately, people were saying, oh, my God, the pilots might have fallen asleep. The pilots said that they were having a heated argument over airline policy. Which I'm calling BS on.
We should have used that in the spin zone.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just, it's incredible. So everyone's going, they had to be sleeping. They had to have fallen asleep.
Right.
We found out what exactly was going on. ABC News' John Hendren gives us the report.
In 5 hours of interview, the NTSB says Captain Timothy Cheney and First Officer Richard Cole admitted they were logged in and going over a new crew scheduling system. And they admitted they failed to monitor the airplane. Failed to monitor calls from air traffic control. Did not notice as many as 8 text messages sent by the company.
I'm telling you right now.
How is that even plausible?
I don't think that that's possible.
I don't think it's possible either.
You're on the laptop. You're getting calls. You're getting, you know.
8 text messages?
Yeah, and you're supposed to be flying the plane. Amy Klobuchar yesterday gave us a good definition of what this is all about.
This is the ultimate case of distracted driving. I guess you'd call it distracted flying, and it's simply unacceptable.
By the way, the pilot's name was Cheney. His last name was Cheney. Anybody else think that this guy's guilty just by the name alone? Timothy Cheney, 53. He's been flying. He's got over 20,000 hours of flight time, and his first officer has 11,000 hours of flight time.
Do we know how long they had been flying? You know, so the FAA is very regulated with pilots about how long they are allowed to fly. I think you can only fly 40 hours or something like this.
Each of them had their previous flight. They each had a 19-hour layover in San Diego, so they had 19 hours of downtime. So, I mean, on the surface, everything looks like
they were sleeping.
They were sleeping. I'm telling you right now, these guys were sleeping, and they're saying that instead they were using their laptops. Now I'm saying I don't care what they were doing. If they were using their laptop,
I don't care.
I don't care if they were sleeping. I don't care if they were having an argument. Get out. You're fired. I mean,
agreed.
How can you defend that? You're supposed to be flying a plane.
Dan would defend it.
Go ahead.
No. Well. No, I won't defend it. No, I'm not going to defend it.
Go ahead. The mic is yours.
No, I'm not going to defend it.
All right, good.
Distracted flying is bad, and there's autopilot and all that, but autopilot just lets you see the whole picture.
If they were using their laptop and flying the plane, right, and kept it on autopilot and didn't do their job, then yes, they should be fired. If I was busy over here playing on the computer, and nobody was on to talk on the radio, or we just played commercial. You wouldn't want me to come back.
Right.
Most people don't want me to come back anyway, because I'm just the fill-in. But if I was running the board, you can't goof off like that.
The whole thing reminds me of like a Far Side cartoon, like a topic that would have been a Far Side cartoon, because it's just so outrageous that it could even happen.
I miss the Far Side, too. 866-55-PRESS is our phone number, 866-557-7377. I say both of these pilots, the pilot and the first officer, should be canned, fired, even if they weren't sleeping, even if it was just a case if they were using their laptop. You're not doing your job. Get out. 866-557-7377. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn and Ann Schrader Mullins filling in.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark.
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7800. That's 1-800-335-7800. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Former Police Chief Joe DeLaterante.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million. Many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe for an additional 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1-800-364-0611. That's 1-800-364-0611. 1-800-364-0611.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's still nice and light around the city as you're getting your commute started this Tuesday morning. Southbound 25 up in Thornton, the heaviest spot right now. 104th down to 84th, also getting busy in Aurora. Southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda. Your forecast, a mild day with partly cloudy skies and a high near 55. Small chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon before a strong storm moves in tonight. Winter storm watch will go out for the mountains after midnight Tuesday. 8 to 16 inches possible by Wednesday evening in the city. 3 to 6 inches expected tomorrow. Our current downtown temperature, 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Visit OurCleanWorld.com and find out how you can get $10 off your next purchase. That's OurCleanWorld.com.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on...
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Me anymore. Instead of we. And that's the worst thing that can happen, because we are a we society. We depend on each other, and now I'm too busy doing my own thing.
Right.
I mean, who cares? I mean, I love you, dear, but who cares if you spilt coffee on your shirt? Do you think all your friends are interested in that, really?
God bless you. We could totally agree.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat and Beloit. Yes, I agree 100% that nobody cares about
Dan.
Dan. Sorry, Dan. No offense. Just saying. But, yeah, I mean, look, her point was, how is it different? How is using your computer while flying a plane different than texting while driving? It's not.
No, you're endangering lives.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. By the way, I just saw this pop up on the news. Taylor Swift is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live.
You
remember Taylor Swift? She won the award at the MTV VMAs.
Adorable.
And Kanye West went up and interrupted her while she was accepting her award. I just saw she's hosting Saturday Night Live, and Kanye West might be making an appearance.
I definitely think that would be some nice ratings.
I can only imagine how that's going to go.
Oh, he's just going to be like, I'm so sorry. And
no, it's not.
It's going to be a skit. It's going to be a skit.
It's going to be a skit.
She's
going to be giving her monologue.
Yeah, exactly. And it's coming out. It's going to be a skit. And they've talked about doing this for a while. And I think it'll be very funny.
It'll be very
funny. I mean, might as well.
Yeah, sure. Esquire magazine has a very interesting article. 19 Things a Man Should Never Say. I've been holding on to this article because I wanted to ask your opinion as a lady. 19 things a man should never say. I'll just read a couple of them. If you're a man, you should not say these words or these phrases. Panties.
I would agree.
I agree. Mixed bag.
I have no opinion on that.
Natch. Instead of using naturally, just saying natch.
Do you think Dan says all of these things?
I'm biting my tongue because I would use a couple of those.
You definitely would use all of those things.
Nippy.
Ooh.
When it's cold out, it's a little nippy out.
Yeah.
It's a little nippy.
Yeah.
Peter, do you think they should never say apples or raspberries?
I like to bake, and because I ask questions of whether or not you would prefer apples.
He asked me that last week, everyone.
I was going to bake something, and I said, would you prefer apples or
raspberries? And yesterday you said, I have apples. What can I bake with apples?
That's a...
No, that's fine. I went apple picking yesterday. I've got 20 pounds of apples.
I go apple picking all the time. Just because I cook, and just because I bake, and just because I get my feelings hurt, does not mean that I'm not a man. I'm a manly man, damn it. I just don't say these things. You're a woman. What is it that
Thanks, Peter.
You're a woman. I need a woman's perspective on this. What is it that a man should never say in your life?
Apples or raspberries? I love Oprah, but maybe I saw this on Oprah would be a possible thing to never say. It's hard to say because everyone, you know, you love to bake, you love Oprah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Did you see Grey's Anatomy last week?
Brilliant.
That's worse than Oprah.
Brilliant, Dan.
That's worse than Oprah.
See, I love that show.
My thing is, and it's technically not something that a man would say, anytime that a man uses these little abbreviations for the internet, like LOL.
That is my thing, and you know it.
Or OMG. That drives me
nuts. You know
what?
And I have two things to say about this. One is, no man should use emoticons within the computer.
Totally.
Oh, BTW, and, you are so wrong.
Oh, get out. Get out of
if
here.
You use a smiley face, there should be no nose.
Yeah.
And I would even say you probably shouldn't use exclamation points.
I'm surprised that the one thing that a man should never say is not on this list. I do.
Oh, Peter. The single guy clapping in the background.
Yeah, 28 minutes past the hour. Politico's Ken Vogel joins us next on the Bill Press Show. We'll be talking about Harry Reid's gamble on health care from the latest in Afghanistan. Stay tuned. Peter Ogburn and Ann Schrader Mullins.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you have $2,500 or more in credit card bills? Are you getting collection calls? Are your credit card companies charging you outrageous fees and interest rates? If you only make your minimum payments, your credit card balances can take a lifetime to pay off. If you call Genesis Financial today, we'll help educate you and show you our proven way you can be debt-free in 3 to 5 years. So get your credit card bills together right now and call us. 800-981-7592, 800-981-7592, 800-981-7592. This is not a debt consolidation loan that gets you deeper in debt. It's a debt elimination program. So call Genesis now for free advice on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7592, 800-981-7592, 800-981-7592. Not available in all states.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Seeing traffic build in a couple different areas now. Eastbound Turnpike, Pecos to Broadway, going to be slow there. Same deal in Commerce City, westbound 76, 74th Avenue to 270. Normal jams on southbound 25 coming into downtown. Forecast, cloudy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Possible isolated showers this afternoon before the snow hits the high country. Snow developing in the city tomorrow morning. This has the potential to be a big storm. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour special that really aren't so special? Try the new Grand Happy Hour at Grand Lux Cafe, weekdays from 4 to 6 at Park Meadows Mall. They have daily specials on appetizers, beer, wine, and today's featured cocktail, the Long Island Iced Tea, is only $5.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family, so I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it. Until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive, hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world, this is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes past the hour, Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today, along with Ann Schrader Mullins from Politico.
The time has come, Peter.
The time has come.
Your favorite part.
We've talked about this today. We're now joined by Kenneth P. Vogel from Politico. Ken, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Hey, great to be with you guys. I hope I can live up to this favorite part talk I'm hearing.
We've been hyping all day, man. We've been hyping all day. You are one of Ann Schrader Mullins' associates over there at Politico, and we wanted to cover the news of the day with you. First of all, did you stay up to watch Monday Night Football last night?
I did, yes. I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan, though I'm a little distracted by the coming World Series, in which my Philadelphia Phillies will hopefully smoke the New York Yankees and put all these obnoxious Yankees fans in their place.
Ken threatened to not speak to anyone at Politico if they weren't watching the Phillies game.
Is that true, Ken?
It's true. It is true, and it's unfortunate. The Phillies really did not get much respect during the...
Unfortunately, it was not that much of a threat.
Right.
I hate to tell you this, but I have a feeling, speaking not as a Yankees fan or a Phillies fan, I don't know that the Phillies can win.
Yeah, I'm not terribly optimistic, but I still feel the need as a Philadelphia fan to be sort of boisterous and, I guess I could say a little bit obnoxious in my predictions.
Well, let's get right into the news of the day, Ken. We heard the word yesterday from Harry Reid on whether or not we were going to have a public option in health care.
All the national polls show a wide majority of Americans support the public option. I think it's important that the matter that we work on from the Senate have a public option in it.
So we will have a public option. How big of a gamble is that for Harry Reid?
Oh, it's definitely a big gamble, Peter. I mean, this is a guy who sort of made his reputation as a real cautious kind of compromise-seeking lawmaker. And as far as we could tell, not only does he not have the votes for a public option, but it doesn't even look like there's a whole lot of room to compromise. The sort of betting money was on him going with sort of something less than a public option, a trigger or sort of a public option allowed states to opt out of it, and then allowing in conference with the House, the more liberal lawmakers in the House and the more liberal plan, to kind of move the Senate plan a little bit left. Here he is starting on the left, so it doesn't really allow a whole lot of room for compromise.
And, the thing that a lot of people have been highlighting is the rift between Obama and Harry Reid and how this has all played out. What's the status of that now?
Well, it was a little puzzling again on that front because, of course, Barack Obama has expressed preference for a compromise solution that would have Republican votes on board and a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. This is not that plan. However, sort of setting aside what we've heard about the dynamic between them, it would be a rather huge coup for Obama to be able to sign the law plan that had a robust public option regardless of how we got there. And I think it would be something that would really satisfy the Democratic base in a way that something short of that probably will not, which could cause problems for Democrats heading into the 2010 midterms. Either way, though, I think Democrats are going to see this, whatever comes out of this, used against them in the 2010 midterms.
Didn't you love, Ken, how Harry Reid in a conference call last week said, Rahm Emanuel is just being Rahm Emanuel?
I mean, it's really, they have something of a dynamic, a history there.
A little frustration.
Yeah, and of course you couldn't have two more opposite types of personalities either, where you have real aggressive, hard-charging Rahm Emanuel, who in some ways has kind of reined it in a little bit as he's had to be more diplomatic as the Obama administration's point person on a number of these issues. Then you have timid Harry Reid, who all of a sudden is out there proclaiming a really ardent position.
Guy's a boxer. All of a sudden he's ready to start fighting now in his career. One thing that I thought was really interesting was Dick Durbin came out yesterday and said that progressives in this country really pushed them on the public option. And the reason that it's there is because of progressives speaking out, which is good news to all the people that listen to this show and fellow progressives who have pushed that. But how big of a role did that really play?
Well, I think it played a role, and I think that Dick Durbin saying that is a very calculated move as well to kind of tip his hat to the progressives who have pushed so hard, not just at the sort of grassroots level, but a number of these progressive coalitions and groups that have really whipped Democrats in a way that we saw the DNC and sort of the official Obama political machine trying to do, and then being chastened a little bit, being kind of discouraged from really putting Democrats on the spot in a way that could hurt them with their base, again, headed into the midterm election. So some of these grassroots coalitions really took up the charge and did have an effect. And by Dick Durbin saying that, no matter what comes of it, they at least have something to sort of show for, even if the end result is something less than this robust public option.
What's the role now of Olympia Snow and other fair-weather Republicans that some people were hoping that they would support this? What is her role now? How does she factor in?
Well, it's tough to see. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's tough to see them getting 60 votes for this, because she was seen as the ticket to several other moderate Democratic votes and potentially moderate Republican votes. And now that they're kind of putting her out a little bit, frankly, it's tough to see how they get to that 60-vote threshold.
You know, Ken, there are all these rumors about Greg Craig lately. What is going on?
Yeah, Greg Craig, the White House counsel, this is really interesting. Talk about an issue on which liberals have been dissatisfied with the Obama administration. Obama, of course, swept into office pledging to rectify some of the things that civil libertarians and folks on the left, as well as some on the right, saw as abuses of civil liberties, including the Guantanamo Bay prison, closing that down. That was a major campaign promise that Barack Obama made, and now it's proving a lot more difficult than it appeared that it would have been. The administration's plan to close it by January looks unlikely to come to pass, and Greg Craig, the White House counsel, is kind of becoming the scapegoat on this, and there's some chatter that he may be out certainly before January, if it looks like this is not going to come to pass and Guantanamo is still going to be open then, but perhaps even sooner. And so we're already seeing sort of the first wave of guessing games and sort of that favorite Washington parlor game of trying to figure out who could replace him. And a couple names have surfaced, including that, interestingly, of Bob Bauer, a longtime power attorney in Democratic circles who represented the Obama campaign, but who, interestingly, was not all that big a supporter of campaign finance reform and some of the ethics and transparency disclosure measures that the Obama administration, and Barack Obama in particular, have really made a staple of his political rhetoric. So Bauer may satisfy the left if he's not Greg Craig, because he doesn't have this history with Guantanamo, but may raise other issues.
Ken, now the focus, aside from health care, the president is also focusing on Afghanistan. General McChrystal has said that we need more troops. The Obama administration has not announced more troops yet, but we know that it's coming soon. What's the latest? When are we going to hear, and do we have any idea of what we're going to hear?
Well, I mean, there's sort of a number of options, none of them good for the Obama administration on this. Probably betting money is on Barack Obama increasing troop levels, but not to the level that Stanley McChrystal and other sort of more hawkish advocates for increasing the presence in Afghanistan would like. No matter what he does, it's not going to please the base. He can probably rely to some extent on congressional Democrats rallying behind him, except for perhaps on the sort of the far left in the House, certainly, and maybe even in the Senate. It's really a no-win situation for Obama on Afghanistan.
Ken, can you tell me something? Who are you going to make mad today?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I just mentioned Bob Bauer there, and I was thinking about Bob Bauer. I mean, he's a guy who is very diligent, shall we say, about making sure that the Obama administration's position and his own are accurately represented, and really pushes back against any effort to paint with a broader brush as to the effect of some of these things that we're talking about, some of these trends and behind-the-scenes machinations with Greg Craig and such.
I just want to explain to the listeners, I sit next to Ken Vogel in the newsroom, and he is the real deal. He's an investigative reporter, and let me just say that I wouldn't want to be on the other end of the phone if Ken Vogel's calling me, because he actually has facts to back it up, which is why I want to know who he's making mad today.
Ken,
and I have to say, Ann, that I would not want to be on the other end of the phone when you were calling someone asking about some kind of hijinks or compromising situation that they have gotten themselves into.
We're a good little pair.
Ken, one final thing. We're a week away from a couple of big elections, most notably the governor's race in New Jersey and Virginia. How do you see that shaking out?
Well, in Virginia, things are not looking good for the Democrat Creed Deeds. He slipped behind by some polls into the double digits already. There was some issue there. This was really seen as a bellwether of Barack Obama's impact on down ballot races going forward and a predictor of how we could see the 2010 midterm shake out. Virginia, of course, a traditionally red state that has gone Democratic in its gubernatorial races in the last two gubernatorial races and also went for Barack Obama for president for the first time in recent memory. And if Barack Obama really had weighed in heavily on the Virginia gubernatorial race, I think it would have been seen as a sort of defeat for him if the Democrat Creed D's lost, as now appears likely. Mm-hmm. But yeah. He's getting criticism because he didn't weigh in, even though Creed D's was not particularly solicitous of his support. So another one of those situations where it was a little bit of a no-win for Obama. New Jersey, things look a little bit better for the Democrats, John Corzine. But still a pretty close race, and I think it foreshadows close races across the board in 2010.
Ken Vogel from Politico, I appreciate you joining us, Ken. We'll talk to you soon. I'm glad that you and Ann got to kind of work this out on the air today.
See you soon, Ken.
This is great fun. We'll see you, Ann.
Thanks, Ken. 44 minutes past the hour, Peter Ogburn and Ann Schrader-Mullins.
Don't you love Ken Vogel?
He's the best.
He's so knowledgeable about things.
He knows a lot about a lot, so I'm glad we got to have him on today. 44 minutes past the hour, 866-55-PRESS is our phone number, 866-557-7377. We'll be right back.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
One crash in the cleanup phase, Colfax near Sherman, and the driver on the freeways right now looking pretty good for us. Speed still in the 30s and 40s, approaching downtown, northbound and southbound I-25. Getting heavy to Aurora, though, southbound side of 225 Colfax. And again, after Yosemite, the forecast, mild day, partly cloudy skies, high near 55. A big storm coming into the city tomorrow morning, 3 to 6 inches here in town, 8 to 16 inches in the high country. Our current temperature downtown, 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
With all of the good things you do for your heart, like, and,
I think I'll have the salmon.
Take Centrum Cardio, the only leading complete multivitamin with CoroWise phytosterols that may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol. Centrum Cardio, the multivitamin that's good for your heart. As part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol, 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering blood cholesterol.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
When your vehicle is at its best, it's most fuel efficient. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, my car's running great. My dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Get ready for winter. See your participating local Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. No appointment necessary. Up to 5 quarts, taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 103109.
Here, AM 760.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour.
My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love.
Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Why you would, but if you want to go to BillPressShow.com, buy yourself a podcast account. You can listen anytime. We even cut it down for you so you can hear different segments, or you can just get the whole entire show without commercials. You can download it through iTunes. You can set it to automatically download into your iTunes. It's very, very handy and very affordable. BillPressShow.com. We have all the details there. We just finished up talking to Ken Vogel from Politico a lot about Harry Reid and his decision yesterday that he will move forward with a health care bill that does have the public option with the opt-out clause in it, but he is moving forward, which is a real gamble for him. And we wanted to get your calls at 866-55-PRESS. Dan calling from Chantilly, Virginia. Dan, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, man. What do you think about this health care bill?
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, it's really the only thing that Democrats could do at this point. I mean, to me, you were facing a tsunami. You were facing a depressed base. If you didn't have the public option or if you had a watered-down one, he had to go with the opt-out. And it's a great compromise between the trigger, which is basically saying we're not going to have a public option, and no public option at all. And to me, but the key thing is it's got to be referendum. Referendums have to be involved at the state level. If a referendum isn't a part of the compromise, if governors and legislators can just kill it, then Democrats are doomed, and then they've got to open it up. That's another thing people don't entirely understand, that it's only available to people who have no insurance. So they've got to open it up, and it's got to be approved by a referendum. Now imagine having a Republican having, first of all, remember the Republicans were going to demagogue the thing anyway by saying that people were against it. You can just come out and say, I say the polls say the public option is popular. You can just say it's not.
Yeah, Dan,
right?
Yeah, Dan, and I just want to come back to your point about, you know, they didn't really have any other choice. Oh, yes, they did. I mean, we were not convinced that Harry Reid was going to go the way of putting in a strong public option. He's shown no indication that that's where he was going to go. So while it's a big gamble, it's also a bit of a surprise because he's never shown any indication that he's willing to fight for the public option, which is now what he has on his hands. He has a real deal fight. Tim calling in Detroit, Michigan. Tim, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Hey, Pete, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What do you think about health care?
I think the guy finally showed some guts for a change. Look, once this stuff goes forward, the public option and it's opt out, no state in its right mind, I don't care if it's a Republican state, is going to opt out. Let's not forget Medicaid is opt out. No state, every state has a Medicaid program. So once this stuff is there, every state will have it. I think it's a gutsy move by Reid. I think we should do it. We should debate it. If we get no Republican support, too bad.
Amen. Amen, Tim. Thanks so much for calling 866-55-PRESS. It's going to be great to see this fight, man.
I can't wait to see Harry Reid fight. He's been so mild-mannered.
People that listen to this show know that we have been after Harry Reid for a long time. And we've been saying, you know, look, you got to show a little bit more backbone. You really have to lead the way. After all, you are the leader. That, you know, it does come as a surprise. So, you know, hey, let's see what happens. Another story that I wanted to get into is Scientology, because you know I hate me some Scientology. I think Scientologists are absolutely insane. But Paul Haggis, director, writer, he did the movie Crash. A couple of years ago. He's also friends with Bill Press, which I found out, which is convenient. He's been a longtime Scientologist. But he also was outraged at how they handled Proposition 8 in California. They were fighting to keep gay people, to not let them get married. He had a real problem with that, and he said his final straw came when he heard this interview on ABC's Nightline, Martin Bashir interviewing Tommy Davis, spokesperson for Church of Scientology.
Is it true that L. Ron Hubbard said that understanding the origins of the human race as described through Xenu and the Intergalactic Emperor. Is it true that somebody would die in that?
There he goes.
Oh,
there
he
goes. He gets up, takes off his mic, and leaves the interview. So Paul Haggis has renounced Scientology. He sent a blistering letter to them over the weekend saying, you know, first it was fighting against the rights of gay people, then it's this, you know, it's bad PR if nothing else. So
it's bad PR, but is this a shift in their attitude about gay people? It's just funny to me that he's just now deciding that it's offensive to him.
The number of Hollywood people that are Scientologists, consider themselves Scientologists, who also fight for gay rights, they got a real conflict of interest going on.
Right.
So, you know, maybe this is just the first of many. We can hope so, anyway. 866-55-PRESS is our phone number. 53 past the hour. We will be right back.
I mean, without you, American people wouldn't have half an idea what the heck's going on around. So I really appreciate it.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Okay, with us today is that stack of money with the giant googly eyes. The money you could be saving with Geico. Tell me, it's really easy to get you. You just go to geico.com, right? Let's try two blinks for yes and one for no. Wait, did you just blink twice or once? Because I blinked and I missed it. I keep blinking.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus. Ah, finally. Quietus.
Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
I now can get a full night's rest.
Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. Thank you very much, Ann Schrader Mullins from Politico, for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You cover all things gossipy and all things the collision of D.C. and Hollywood, which we love. I just really quickly, because we've only got a couple seconds left, really 30 seconds.
Go.
Has D.C. become cool again?
Well, we had no place else to go but up.
Exactly.
But in the last month alone, we've had January Jones, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lopez, Kira Sedgwick, Ludacris, Lady Gaga, Natalie Portman, Ava Mendez all come to Washington in the past month.
I'm amazed, man.
I mean, we hadn't had that many in 8 years.
Nobody really thought of D.C. as a cool place to be because
it's
the president
upsetting.
Who lived here didn't really think it was a cool place to be. But now we've got Barack and Michelle Obama, they're going out to dinner. They're getting around town. Celebrities are
Stevie
coming.
Stevie Wonder.
It's great to watch. I'm glad that the place that we live is cool again. Come visit, won't you? And thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It's a lot of fun. I know it's early for
Thanks
you.
Thanks to all the listeners.
866-55-PRESS is our phone number. BillPressShow.com is our website. Check it out there if you want to send us an email. Bill will be back tomorrow, and I promise you.
There'll be more.
He's got lots to say about health care, and it will be much more professional. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It just doesn't compute.
We have a 20th century electricity grid, and we're running a 21st century digital economy.
Rick Goss, a spokesman for the information technology industry, says the grid needs modernizing. President Obama agrees at a Florida solar plant a few hours from now. The president will promote the smart grid of the future. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The so-called smart grid program will include smart meter technology, installing monitors in homes so people can closely monitor their power use and hopefully cut their power bills. It also calls for automating utility substations and using new digital transformers and sensors to cut the response time to power outages and ultimately prevent blackouts.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has a plan for health care reform that includes a public option. The question is whether he has 60 votes he needs to get around a Republican filibuster. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest.
As of right now, there are three or four moderate Democrats who have not come out and committed to this new idea of a public option that states could opt out of if they chose. Now, this is a compromise that was reached to try to get them on board. The question is, will they go along when all along they have said they're not really that comfortable with the idea of a public option?
An ex-Marine who fought in Iraq has reportedly become the first State Department official to resign as a protest against the war in Afghanistan. The Washington Post says Matthew Ho is leaving because he believes the war is fueling the Afghan insurgency. Bad weather at the Kennedy Space Center is holding up a two-minute test of the Ares 1X rocket that could replace the space shuttle and take astronauts to the moon one day. But the test is still on. Mission manager Bob S.
We're going to learn a lot from the way it leaves the launch tower, you know, how it controls itself. We have 700 sensors all over the vehicle.
The woman who was 13 when she was drugged and had sex with Roman Polanski is asking the courts to throw out the decades-old case against him. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why, Vicki?
Well, Samantha Geimer's attorney sums it up in three words. Leave her alone. Court papers claim Geimer's health and her livelihood have been threatened from all the rekindled publicity about the case. The filing says Geimer's being stalked by journalists and has had nearly 500 interview requests. It seems Polanski, who admitted unlawful sex with a then 13-year-old, seems to be enjoying more privacy in his jail cell than his victim is getting in the outside world. Frank?
On Broadway these nights, show business veteran Terry White is belting out a song that's partly personal.
The landlord says your rent ain't paid.
White is part of the cast Finian's Rainbow. A year ago, she was homeless and sleeping on a park bench. New York City police officer David Taylor got her off the street back into the mainstream. Now, this is just in. Home prices rose for the third straight month in August. The Wall Street Journal says Chrysler may drop the Dodge nameplate as it revamps its business under the management of its new partner, Fiat. S&P futures are up a point just ahead of the bell. This is CBS News.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited-time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa business helps Dr. Jay control spending in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
We've upgraded the winter storm watch to winter storm warning now.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Meyer says we could get some significant snow out of this storm.
Starting tonight, especially the mountains and foothills in western parts of the urban corridor, the snow will spread east on Wednesday morning. By the commute time, should be snowing everywhere. It's going to be sticking yet on the road.
We could see more than half a foot of snow in the metro area by tomorrow morning. The high country could get up to 18 inches of snow. Colorado Springs officials will start enforcing regulations that effectively ban medical marijuana dispensaries. The city council says that since growing marijuana remains illegal under federal law, the businesses are illegal, even though Colorado law allows people to grow and possess small amounts for medical purposes. Denver school officials are taking steps to fire a Palmer Elementary School administrator accused of taping the mouth and hands of a student. Police arrested 45-year-old Jennifer Carter yesterday. The boy's mother says her son was taped after he was sent to the principal's office for misbehaving in class. In sports, the Avs are in Edmonton tonight to play the Oilers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at some early morning slowdowns for eastbounders on C-470 before University. CDOT was late wrapping up an overnight construction project. As a result, we're seeing those slowdowns. Southbound I-25 sluggish, 120th towards 84th. We're also seeing delays building southbound 225 just after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high near 51. Snow in the overnight and cold when the low drops down to 29 degrees. Currently, it's 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With all of the good things you do for your heart, like... and...
I think I'll have the salmon.
Take Centrum Cardio.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through 3 closed doors.
I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
That's classic. It's like end of October. It's starting to become snow season.
It's almost wintertime, you know. It's staying darker later. When do we fall back, Dave?
I think it's this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
Yes.
The Halloween weekend?
Yeah, okay. It's this weekend.
Good.
Yeah. Speaking of conspiracy theories, we got a great show for you today. At 8, we're going to be joined by Jefferson Morley, the former Washington Post reporter and the author of the book Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. And Jefferson Morley has been in the news lately. Late last week, the CIA was caught trying to hide some key JFK assassination documents. Jefferson Morley has been known as an investigator into those documents, and we're going to bring him into the AM760 Progressive Dojo at 8. We'll take your calls about the JFK assassination and what this latest move by the CIA means. It generated a lot of headlines last week. The headline of the Denver Post read, "As CIA fights release of 63 files, JFK conspiracies once again fly." So pretty interesting story there. At 9, we'll be joined by Media Matters to check in on what's going on in the right-wing media. And then at 9:20, we're going to talk to Colorado Polls founder and writer Jason Bain about Congressman Jared Polis seeming to step in the mud once again on health care and on the issue of net neutrality telecom policy. That's at 9:20. Right now, we're going to do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, so we'll start out with health care. The Senate is going to add the public option to the health care bill, to that underlying bill. The Senate is not going to have to try to offer an amendment to add the public option to the bill that Harry Reid brings to the floor. And the LA Times says that's a dramatic sign of growing confidence that Democrats have the votes to pass a far-reaching health care overhaul, including a public option. To Afghanistan, President Obama defended taking his time as he rethinks his strategy in Afghanistan and considers whether to send more troops, telling a military audience yesterday that he's not going to, quote, rush the solemn decision of sending you, he's speaking to the military, into harm's way. I won't risk your lives unless it's absolutely necessary, Mr. Obama said. And if it is necessary, we will back you up to the hilt. Obama increasingly taking flack for taking his time on this decision. Financial news. Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut on Monday proposed freezing interest rates and fees on existing credit card balances until a new law took effect. Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, said his bill was necessary because banks are raising rates now to squeeze customers before the remaining provisions of law take effect in February. The new credit card law, which was passed in May, seeks to stop banks from arbitrarily raising interest rates. Last week, the House Financial Services Committee passed legislation to move up the effective date for the credit card law, which will restrict interest rate increases and hidden fees from February 22nd to December 1st. The measure is opposed, shockingly, by the banking industry, which says it will be difficult, if not impossible, to meet the expedited deadline. Here's the smallest violin in the world playing for the banks. The Politico reports under the headline, "Liberals to Obama, time to step up. It's time for your close-up, Mr. President." Now that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has announced he'll try to push through that health care bill with a public option, liberals are turning their focus and their frustration onto President Obama, the man who brought them to the outskirts of the progressive promised land, writes the Politico. So more pressure on Obama from his left. John Kerry back in the news. The war plan asking President Obama to commit more troops to Afghanistan is too ambitious, says John Kerry. He is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he is out there, I think it seems like, I can't tell if it's coordinated, but he's out there trying to tamp down the pressure on President Obama to immediately escalate the war there. And one more little note from Washington. Two House Democrats are planning to introduce amendments Tuesday to exempt small and medium-sized companies from a key post-Enron reform. Consumer advocates and investor groups say that the proposed exemptions would severely undercut protection for investors and increase the chances for financial fraud. Congressman John Adler of New Jersey and Carolyn Maloney of New York will attempt to amend pieces of the Wall Street quote-unquote reform bill, a bill designed to beef up investor protection, by adding in provisions that will undermine that Sarbanes-Oxley Act, the 2002 law designed to increase investor confidence. It was enacted after accounting scandals at Enron and WorldCom. So some more details about how Wall Street quote-unquote reform doesn't seem all that reformed in the results. It seems kind of, as Stephen Colbert might say, reformy. There's change and then there's changey. This is seems like reformy. To Colorado news, Scott McGinnis, the Republican frontrunner for the gubernatorial nomination in 2010, is refusing to debate his Republican opponents in the Republican primary. McGinnis told the Associated Press yesterday that he has no plans to debate fellow Republicans Josh Penry and Dan Mays. This, of course, means that staffers and supporters of his opponents will start descending upon McGinnis events wearing chicken suits and holding signs that call him Chicken McNugget or McChicken or some such. So it seems like McGinnis is running scared in his own primary that he is leading. Governor Bill Ritter, his potential opponent in 2010, if McGinnis wins the nomination, his office on Wednesday will reveal its plans to rebalance the state budget, likely meaning more cuts to state programs. The planned cuts come as the current deficit is expected to grow larger than the first predicted because of surging Medicaid enrollment, bringing the state budget shortfall since September over the $2 billion mark. And we're still not talking about any efforts to raise taxes on the wealthy to plug some of those holes. An example here in the Denver Post about what these cuts mean. Loss of state funding threatens Colorado tire cleanup. Governor Ritter took the only tire cleanup fund in Colorado in August to help clean up the state's ravaged budget, one of many minor accounts absorbed into the general fund. So it's stuff like that that's getting cut. There's another story, I believe it's in the Business Journal, the Denver Business Journal, about cuts to air quality programs. To the Heaney case, Balloon Boy. On the same day, the Larimer County investigators concluded their inquiry into the case of that six-year-old boy thought to have floated across northern Colorado in a balloon. Lawyers for his parents asked the district attorney to investigate Sheriff Jim Alderton for allegedly creating negative pretrial publicity about the family. In a letter sent Monday to DA Larry Abramson, attorney David Lane alleges that Alderton has, quote, engaged in a concerted effort to prevent the parents from possibly receiving a fair trial and asked for an investigation and the filing of a criminal action against the sheriff. So the legal tit-for-tat continues in that case. I love this headline. Denver needs a chill pill, survey says. Chill out, Denver, says the Denver Business Journal. You're feeling way too much stress, according to a new survey commissioned by Princess Cruises. Denver is in sixth place on the cruise line's list of America's most stressed out cities. The ranking is based on a survey conducted by Harris Interactive. The survey asked questions assessing life balance on such matters as finances, workload, fitness, use of technology, family life, and vacation plans. Chicago is rated as the nation's most stressed-out city, followed by Houston, Boston, L.A., San Diego, and good old Denver.
Why Houston?
Oh, that's weird.
Why's Houston in there? That's strange.
Because it's in Texas.
Well, you'd think like Dallas, maybe, but
yeah.
Houston?
Although, speaking of Dallas, the least stressed out, the survey indicated, are Miami, Dallas-Fort Worth, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, and Minneapolis.
Vegas?
Yeah, that's weird.
So that I'd be stressed if I lived there.
That calls into question this whole thing.
It sure does, yeah. Bunk survey.
And our final story, this is really world news. The leading climate expert in Europe, the headline in the Times of London, the leading climate expert says, give up meat to save the planet. People will need to turn vegetarian if the world is to conquer climate change, according to a leading authority on global warming. In an interview with the Times, Lord Stern of Brentford said, quote, meat is a wasteful use of water and creates a lot of greenhouse gases. It puts enormous pressure on the world's resources. A vegetarian diet is better. Direct emissions of methane from cows and pigs is a significant source of greenhouse gases. Methane is 23 times more powerful than carbon dioxide as a global warming gas. Lord Stern, the author of the influential 2006 Stern Review on the Cost of Tackling Global Warming, said that a successful deal at the climate change conference in Copenhagen in December would lead to soaring costs for meat and other foods that generate large quantities of greenhouse gas. He predicted that people's attitudes would evolve until the meat eating became unacceptable. Quote, I think it's important that people think about what they're doing, and that includes what they're eating. I'm 61, and attitudes towards drinking and driving have changed radically since I was a student. People change their notion of what's responsible. They will increasingly ask about the carbon content of their food. Lord Stern was the former chief economist of the World Bank and is now a top professor at the London School of Economics and considered Europe's leading voice on climate change issues. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a controversial topic here for the first hour. Are you willing to become a vegetarian to help save the planet? Do you buy that becoming a vegetarian, or at least eating less meat, is important to helping save the planet? Or are you a red-blooded American meat eater? And are you not willing to give up your meat? I'm full disclosure. I am basically a vegetarian. Now, I know you're going to hear, basically, what does that mean? I once in a while eat fish. I'm actually down to just giving up. I got to give up one thing, one kind of fish. I still eat probably usually around once a week, but maybe really around once. It probably ends up being once every 2 weeks. A bagel with whitefish salad.
Just kidding.
But other than that, I am a vegetarian. And I'm a vegetarian for lots of different reasons. The environment is one of those reasons.
A lot of vegetarians seem to be really pushy, though. You know what I mean, Dave? I think a lot of vegetarians come off that way.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Like my way of eating is the right way.
I don't want to shove
and
it.
You're not like that.
I'm not trying to shove it. Like I don't sit there and see people eat meat and are like, why are you eating meat? I'm not like that. Although, this suggests, actually, this story out of Europe today suggests that maybe vegetarians need to be more pushy in the sense of saying, hey, it's not about my personal preference. When people eat meat, they are helping pollute the world. They're helping warm the world.
Look at all the methane cows produce.
Exactly. And again, methane, 23 times more powerful as a climate change agent than regular old carbon dioxide.
So,
are you willing to give up meat or eat less meat to deal with global warming? And I should be clear. I don't eat meat mostly because I don't like killing animals. Now, in the Americana, that's like the lamest reason not to eat meat, right? You're a bleeding heart liberal. And I'll just come out and say it. I just don't like the idea of eating something, of killing animals, and especially you look at factory farms. But on top of that, there is this bigger issue that meat eating clearly is contributing in a serious way to global climate change. Are you willing to give up meat to deal with global climate change? Or are you going to tell me to stick it? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Are you willing to give up meat? I want to know whether John Turk is willing to give up meat. But first, let's get a traffic update, and then we'll hear from Turk after that traffic update.
You got it, Dave. Stop and go, southbound 225 Park Road down to the Tech Center Merge. That's the only spot where we're seeing some really heavy traffic. Some late jams on eastbound C-470 Platte Canyon up past University. That's due to some late construction. Also heavy going into downtown on those approaches. Westbound 76, eastbound 270, and southbound I-25. Southbounders struggling from about 48th Avenue all the way to 6th this morning. Northbounders, Washington Street to 6th Avenue. But right now, looks like there's no crashes out there. Your forecast, cloudy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Possible isolated showers this afternoon before the snow hits the high country. Snow developing in the city tomorrow morning. This has the potential to be a big storm. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
What home repairs are you struggling with? Get the help you need with the Home Pros. Hi, this is Joe Greenberg.
And Lenore Greenberg with $99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760 KKZN.
Working through lunch again? Try a delicious Campbell's soup in a convenient microwavable bowl. Like Campbell's Select Harvest Chicken with Egg Noodle Soup. Eat right. Right at your desk. Campbell's. Mm-mm good. At work.
We can get this done.
Ed Schultz.
And the first big incremental step is going to be the public option. We can totally change this system over time. So there's no cat to be let out of the bag. You damn right we want single payer. You better believe that public option is the first step towards a far better system that we have right now, which is for profit in this country.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Europe's leading climate change expert, a guy named Lord Stern, saying that the world has to give up meat if we're really going to tackle global warming. And this is the latest declaration of the kind. Back in December of 2006, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization reported that meat is contributing substantially to global climate change. The typical American diet adds significantly to pollution, water scarcity, land degradation, and climate change, according to that report in 2006. And it says that animal farming in particular presents a major threat to the environment with such deep and wide-ranging impacts that it should rank as a leading focus for environmental policy. The report calls the livestock sector a major player in affecting climate change through greenhouse gas production. The UN found that the ranching and slaughter of cows and other animals generates an estimated 18% of total human-induced greenhouse gas emissions globally. That is enormous. 18%. And that follows Dr. Rajendra Pacharu, who is the chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the Nobel-winning panel, in 2007. That expert said that people should have one meat-free day a week. One meat-free day a week, man. If they want to make a personal and effective sacrifice that would help tackle global climate change. Are you willing to cut down on your meat eating to deal with global climate change? Or is that an affront to you as an American? And I know that vegetarians are sort of lambasted as bleeding hearts and whatnot, but I throw it out there as a serious question. It is a serious question. Are you willing to not eat as much meat. Are you willing to go vegetarian? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Jim in Morrison. Jim, you're on AM 760.
I'm as liberal as you can go. Tried going vegetarian. Absolutely not. Will not do it. Have you seen the studies which show that how those cultures which didn't eat as much meat or no meat at all, they're now growing taller because they're eating more meat? And also there was, as for the argument about killing other beings, there were studies done in the 70s which showed that even bacteria in yogurt had some form of consciousness. So, I mean, I'm sorry. It's unfortunately nothing personal, Bessie, but I kind of look at it the way the American Indian did, that the animals are here to feed us and clothe us. So, I can't give it up.
What about the climate change issue, though?
There are other ways we can deal with climate change. We can ban diesel engines, which I'm totally for. We can cut down, we can go from diesel to natural gas, which, you've seen some buses do. There are other ways. We don't have
to. So you want meat to be on the bottom of the list of things that we should give up?
Absolutely. We need our protein.
Well, come on. Now, come on. Don't try to say that there are no other ways to get protein other than meat. What you're really saying is you like eating meat, that the society in general likes eating meat, and you don't want to give up that part, that thing that you like eating, which by the way, you're entitled to that. But don't try to make a scientific argument that, hey, we need our protein, like you can't get your protein anywhere else. I mean, come on.
The studies, like I said, you see the places where people did not eat meat, they were shorter. Now they're eating more meat, and they're getting taller.
Is that necessarily good?
I think
taller people are automatically good. Are you somebody who doesn't like short people?
No, it's not that. It's just, again, survival of the fittest. It's just, that's just the way.
Oh, come on, man. Jim, you got to make a better argument than that. You can't argue that we need to eat meat for protein and to be tall. Come on, man. If you like eating meat, just say you like eating meat. You don't want to give it up.
I already did say that. But, people who try, most people who do try vegetarianism, eventually they give it up. They can't deal with it. You've got to have that roadkill.
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie.
That's okay.
I'm not going to lie. I do, if pushed, I will acknowledge to you, I miss turkey sandwiches. I do. I miss them, but I give them. Maybe you're saying I'm not going to stick with it, and
maybe
years.
You can.
Yeah, maybe
who
I can.
Who knows?
Hey, man, thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Let's go to Blaze. Blaze, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, I don't want to push vegetarianism, and I don't want to push one way or another. I just want to share with you guys and your listeners, how it happened for us, my wife and I. My wife got a liver condition diagnosed a while back, and red meat was the worst thing for it. So we quit red meat, okay? It was tough, but it was okay, It just kind of progressed from there. One day I was cleaning chicken, and it was gross, and I just couldn't do it anymore. So I'm like you. I eat fish maybe once or twice a month. The rest is vegetarianism.
Yeah. And
the only thing I can stress at this point is I feel better. I'm not. I don't know. I'm not. I don't want to be crude, but my BMs are much.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. Like eating lots of meat has been linked to colon cancer, and because it doesn't, you don't sort of.
Well, I'm able to read your book in the bathroom now rather than...
There you go, man. There you go. And by the way, I have a similar story. I was, the way I became a vegetarian was I was working for Brian Schweitzer, who's now the governor of Montana. And he was a rancher. And this didn't happen to him, but, because he's a rancher. But, I met his cows. And we were hanging out with his cows, and I was like, something clicked.
You got personal.
Yeah, it got personal. Something clicked, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And,
and on the protein thing, there are so many ways to get your protein.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean
so many ways to get it,
Yeah, and meat eaters who are going to call in, You know, 303-713-7600. Meat eaters, when you call in, feel free to defend eating meat on lots of different grounds, but don't try to make us any kind of scientific argument that vegetarians can't get their protein. I can get my protein, and I'm guessing, Blaze, you can get your protein too.
Oh yeah, there's so many ways. As far as height, man, my wife is 5 foot in heels. She lived in Texas and was raised on red meat.
Yeah, there you go, man.
No, so much for that tall theory.
Yeah, I'm right. Hey, Blaze, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, see you later, brother.
All right, man. 733 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Europe's leading climate change experts saying that we need to become vegetarians in order to really deal with global climate change. Are you willing to become a vegetarian? If not, why not? If you are, how did you become a vegetarian? Does it have to do with the environment? I'm going to go out there and admit the thing that you're not really allowed to admit in our society. I became a vegetarian because I don't like killing animals. And I particularly don't like how animals are treated on factory farms. I heard the movie Food, Inc. will blow your mind on an issue like that. I don't even want to see it. I read Fast Food Nation. You know what, meat eaters, here's my suggestion to you. Read Fast Food Nation. Just read Fast Food Nation or go see Food, Inc. And then,
or go work at a feedlot for like a week.
Well, I forgot to ask you at the beginning of this segment. Where do you come down on this,
sir? I could give up the cow, I think. You know, I could get away from red meat. I do like, you know, bacon, and I like ham. I couldn't give up my poultry.
Yeah,
you know, I like eating turkey at Thanksgiving, and
yeah.
I love chicken, you know.
That was the hardest.
But undercooked chicken is about the scariest kind of meat you can come across.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you can eat some raw beef, but if you eat raw chicken, you're toast.
And it's interesting that you say that because Blaze told us a story about how he was cleaning a chicken. And another personal story of my sister-in-law, she became a vegetarian because she worked in a pathology lab. And when she started eating meat after she went to work in the pathology lab, she started seeing all the organs that she was eating. All the stuff that she was eating started resembling the stuff that she was biopsying.
Oh, man.
I mean, hey, it's alive.
Dave.
It's all organs at some point. So you're a guy who could give up red meat.
I could give it up. I don't know if I could go full on vegetarian, but I could give up red meat for sure.
Well, what's amazing, and this is the amazing thing here, is that one of these experts from the UN said people should give up eating meat one day a week, which suggests that there are lots of people out there who eat meat every single day.
I think a lot of people do.
To me, every meal. That's like, I'm not making a value judgment. When I eat meat now, because I don't eat it, I'll have a couple, you know, if I have a couple bites of whitefish salad, I feel so full because it's so rich.
Right.
You know? Like, eating meat every day.
No, I like chicken cut up on my salad, man. That's how I like to eat my salad.
Yeah.
Salad without chicken on it, kind of plain and boring to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Americans can make this change.
I can't eat tofu, dude. Oh, gosh.
And I will say this. Matt, it's on the front of Matt Drudge's site, on the Drudge Report, which suggests that this declaration is quote-unquote outrageous, that we should eat less meat. So it's a question of whether Americans can change. Do you think Americans can change? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update.
Thanks, Dave. Got this three-car crash. Eastbound C-470 in Highlands Ranch in Santa Fe. Seeing delays back to Wadsworth. That's where stop-and-go conditions begin for you. Southbound 25 also showing speeds in the teens and 20s, 120th to 84th. Also heavy there after 48th Ave. Southbound 2 and a quarter, also heavy, from about Mississippi down to 25. Got some problem on the surface streets, wood debris on the ramp from eastbound C-470 over on the west end at Morrison Road, so look out there. Forecast, mild day, partly cloudy skies, a high near 55. Everybody freaking out about this big storm that's going to roll into town tonight. We should get about 3 to 6 inches, according to Channel 9, tomorrow, 8 to 16 inches in the high country. Right now, we're at 43 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going.
Announcing Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru on Broadway. GrooveAutomotive.com.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
Here's another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
Hi, I'm Penny. I use Arm & Hammer with OxiClean. I love it. It's changed the way I do my laundry. I have both the OxiClean Stain Fighters and the Arm & Hammer baking soda in one laundry detergent.
Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean has the cleaning power you need and costs up to a third less per load than the leading brand.
In this economy, we're all trying to save a few more dollars. This is the product to purchase.
Now look for a free Arm & Hammer detergent rebate offer on specially marked boxes of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Gift while supplies last just for finding your sleep number, and you just may lose your back pain forever.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
I want to grow up, want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Our biggest big book ever. 80 pages jam-packed with over 1,000 of the newest, hottest toys your kids want. Plus, exclusive toys and deals you won't find anywhere else. It's loaded with over $5,000 in savings. Your kids will love to make their ultimate wish list. Grab your copy of our biggest big book ever in this Sunday's paper in-store at ToysRUs.com. Toys R Us, where kids are a big deal. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't you wanna be?
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? How? It's an existential question, isn't it? How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? I have my pudding and I don't eat meat. And that's the question. Can you? Are you willing to give up meat? Europe's leading climate change scientist says that in order to really deal with global climate change, we're going to have to give up eating meat. If not give up completely, then limit how much meat we eat. Are you willing to do that if you're a meat eater? If you're not a meat eater, did you become a vegetarian because of the issue of global climate change? The UN has reported that because of factory farming methods, because of how much pure energy it takes to make really that steak on your plate, that meat eating is contributing 18% of human-generated climate change is from eating meat. And if you think about it, it makes some sense. I mean, to raise a cow, there's a lot of caloric energy. You know, grains and food and moving it around. Plus the methane that it emits. And methane is a exponentially more powerful global climate change agent than carbon dioxide. Are you willing to give up your meat? Or are you on the side of how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? David and Bertha. David, you're on AM 760.
Oh, David, I'm having such a great morning with you.
Thanks, man.
I've been laughing out loud, and it's unbelievable. Jim was really funny. I look at my physique and I go, crap, I could have been a lot taller. But I've been a vegetarian for quite a while, and I'm almost 60 years old. I'm a college professor. I don't eat meat because I never liked it. It didn't taste good to me. My mom always made me, you know, if you don't eat your meat and your pot roast, you're not going to have any dessert. Same thing as Pink Floyd. But, you know, Jim's fine with me. I mean, I think the guy's probably a great guy, but I think the American psyche is not really ready for this. And as a vegetarian, I'm going to ask you this question, but how many people have come up to you when you tell them or they find out you're a vegetarian and thought it was appropriate to give you a stern lecture about the evils or the dangers of being a vegetarian? I think it's unbelievable, you know. And if you came to work one day and you said, you know, I just want everyone to know that I've been doing a lot of soul searching and I've decided that my sexual orientation is all goofed up and I'm going the other direction, people would say, well, oh, that's okay, David. You know, it's your life. That's a good thing. But if you say you're a vegetarian, people will say, that's going to kill you. You need to eat a pork chop right now.
Yeah, there's definitely a stigma to being a vegetarian in the sense of, you know, oh, you must be like a bleeding heart liberal, or you must have some sort of weird views. I definitely think that there's a stigma out there. And I think you're right. I think when you actually look at the science of it, that if there's going to be a stigma, and I'm not endorsing, by the way, the idea that somebody's eating preferences should be stigmatized. But if there's going to be a stigma, it should be the other way. I mean, when you look at the science of this, our desire to have a cheeseburger, our desire to have a steak, you know, I'm not going to lie. I think a cheeseburger or a steak or a big, you know, a big deli sandwich. Oh, man, you take me to Carnegie Deli in New York. I eat the deli sandwich. Oh, man. You know, I mean, like, those things taste great. But, you know, as a matter of human survival, planetary survival, I mean, it's and I think it's hard for people to grasp that. Right. When you're sitting down and you're eating a cheeseburger, it doesn't feel like a decision that has anything to do with planetary survival. But in aggregate, it clearly does.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, like I say, I think the whole American psyche has to change. And it's going to take a lot longer than our need to change the climate, I think.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think that what will change it, or what will encourage a change, is that I do think meat is going to become more expensive. I think because it is so energy intensive that as energy becomes more expensive, the foods that cost a lot of energy to create and to manufacture are going to naturally become more expensive. And so there, it's going to be, I think, a more economical choice to eat less meat. Although you speak of the American psyche, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine about this. You know, even among vegetarians, the food, have you noticed like this prevalence of a lot of things that are vegetarian are billed sort of as quasi meat? Right, like a veggie burger, tofurkey, you know, tofu bacon. Meat eating is so embedded in the American culture that even for vegetarians, the food for vegetarians is sort of sold as mimicking meat.
Yeah, it's what I would call faux meat.
Exactly.
You know, now I would say this. I want to give my friend John a little advice because he said that, you know, he doesn't do the red meat or he could give it up easily. And he's not sure about the chicken. And not eating undercooked chicken is something, you know, he really wants to avoid or be careful of. But tell him the meat he really doesn't want to eat undercooked is that bacon.
That's right. Undercooked bacon. Yeah, that's
raw pork is not good either.
Yeah, raw for sure. Oh, boy, not good. Hey, David, thanks so much for the call, man.
You're welcome.
Rick and Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm going to just touch on, I agree with John that I could definitely give up beef, possibly the pork, but keep my chicken on my plate. It's delicious. But a secondary thing I'd like to say is, you know, assuming that Americans do decide as a group or whatever to give up meat, what then happens big picture with all of these animals that are bred solely for meat production? I mean, do you just free them? Do you just let them go? And where do they go? And then secondarily, these companies like Monfort or whatever, that their business is producing meat, I mean, what happens to all of that?
Yeah, no, those are good questions. Go? Yeah, those are good questions. I mean, I don't think we're at a point where nobody's going to eat any meat, and I think it's a matter of degree, first and foremost. So
sure,
I don't think
sure.
It's going to be like, you know, we're just going to let, you know, thousands of cows that are domesticated, that are really not fit for the wild, if you will, just let them free. And I don't think that we're going to see, you know, huge mass layoffs and just shuttering down of the meat industry. However, I think you're asking the right question. And I would say this, I don't know the answer to it, but I do know this, that it's the same kind of thing that Barack Obama, strangely enough, said when he said that he wasn't for a single-payer healthcare system. If you remember, he said, well, look, I would be for a single-payer healthcare system if we set it up from scratch, but we already have an existing system, and I don't know what he said, 3 million people work in the insurance industry right now. And if we go to a single-payer system right now, what are we going to do with the 3 million people who work in the insurance industry? And my answer to that is, well, you shouldn't justify the preservation of an industry may be better served or the society may be better served by changing or replacing that industry. You know, you
sure.
should, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, there's a lot of people who are employed in the meat industry, and I don't mean to be insensitive. What I'm saying is that as a society, I think we can, if we choose to eat less meat for scientifically sound reasons, that there's plenty of other things in this world that we need to invest in, that those resources, those human resources could be put towards.
Right. The reason I brought up the Hello?
Yeah, hey.
I'm sorry. The reason I brought up the animals was, you know, if the scientist says that methane emissions is causing, you know, part of this, if these animals, even if it's a slow process like you're saying, you know, they still exist and they're still going to be putting off methane emissions whether we eat them or not.
That's a good point. And I think that,
no, I think that might be kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, although here's the thing. Ultimately, over generations, you could have a smaller made-for-meat-eating animal population, right? I mean, project it out 10 years, and you could have a smaller population of meat. We wouldn't breed them as fast. And that's the way, over time, to bring these emissions down. Hey, thanks for the call. Very thought-provoking. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got this crash eastbound C-470 near Santa Fe. Now the backups to Kipling. Tough to get from Littleton out into the Highlands Ranch area. Stop and go in a lot of spots now as well. Southbound I-25 up in North Glen, 120th to 84th. Again, from about I-70, taking you past Spear. Got a crash there on the southbound side near Auraria Parkway, too. That's going to add to the jams. Northbounders hitting the brakes at Downing Street all the way up to 6th Avenue. Also busy in Aurora, both sides of 225. At Parker Road. If you're traveling northbound, going to break loose after 6th Avenue. Southbounders, not until you get to the Tech Center. Also got a crash eastbound Hamden approaching Sheridan. Wood debris on the ramp from eastbound C-470 to Morrison Road. Also looks like we have a crash now in the opposing lanes westbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Forecast, cloudy with highs and low to mid-50s. Possible isolated rain showers this afternoon before the snow hits the high country this evening. That'll turn to snow in the city. We're expecting about 3 to 6 inches
in Denver tomorrow. Your current downtown temperature is 43 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now open for the 2009-2010 winter season. Get your bonus season pass for just $359 and ski 5 days at Breckenridge or Keystone, plus unlimited skiing at Arapaho Basin all season long. Go to ArapahoBasin.com or call 1-888-ARAPAHO.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform?
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Levion.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Just came out a little bit ago, and we are going to get that consumer confidence number here in about 7 minutes.
Do you have any predictions?
Well, I don't. No, I stopped predicting. I'll tell you what I do is position ourselves to take advantage of whatever happens. As an example, this morning, we've got a stock I'm looking at right now that's down $63.50 a share. I mean, down 60.
It's down 63 bucks. Oh, man.
Yes, $63.50 a share.
That is brutal.
And it might be in your portfolio. Who knows? So if there's nobody watching it, and on top of that for you, that could be a problem. Now, it is a stock that trades at over $400 a share, so it's only about a 15% drop. 15%? Are you kidding?
I know. That just is a good example of how up and down this period of time really is, and how you're absolutely right. You need somebody watching this and plotting a strategy. Reach Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. All right, Mike, tomorrow we'll check in and see how it's doing after the Consumer Confidence Report. Thanks for the update, man.
Sounds good. I just sent you an email, too, by the way.
Okay, sweet.
Thanks.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheese. We've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances, and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. Got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap will do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
Working through lunch again? Try a delicious Campbell's soup in a convenient microwavable bowl. Like Campbell's Select Harvest Chicken with Egg Noodle Soup. Eat right. Right at your desk. Campbell's. Mm-mm.
good at work.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Richie in Denver, can you give up meat? Richie.
Actually, this is Gene for Collins. I think Richie might have dropped off, and I replaced him here.
Okay. Hey, Gene.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you give up meat?
No, I probably could. I don't eat red meat or pork right now. I've been a vegetarian in the past, and right now I eat some chicken, and I eat fish and seafood. But what I was calling about is, you know, some of your other callers were talking about the lack of, or the lack of height and different health issues with being vegetarianism. Well, my wife and my son are both vegan. My son is 7, and he's never eaten meat at all. And he's the tallest kid in his class. He's built very solid. He's healthy. He's strong. You know, there's no issues there at all. And one thing to keep in mind is aggressive tendencies. You know, there's a lot of hormone stuff going on with meat. There's a lot of, you know, if you want to go to a metaphysical level, there's the suffering of the animals and the energy that you're taking on from that.
I come from a family of physicians, and I think I speak for them in saying that, sure, there are some challenges in being a vegetarian, but that there are a lot more things, bad things, associated with heavy meat eating for your health. Good point. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. JFK Conspiracies, a leading expert, next.
AM 760.
An actual California Psychics customer.
What brought me to California Psychics for the first time? Word of mouth. I've dealt with psychics for many, many, many years, and normally you have one or two gifted out of a whole room of people. Your line is better. Your accuracy is 100% higher than the rest of them. And when you put these kind of people together with this kind of accuracy, it's phenomenal to see and hear.
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 180 gifted psychics available 24/7. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Secure.
100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to ovationhair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovationhair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Make it 3 straight months of rising home prices. Maureen Maitland at Standard & Poor's says the S&P Case-Shiller Index of home prices in 20 cities went up 1% in August. In some markets, it went up a lot.
What we've been seeing is a lot of turnaround in the California markets. Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, they're really turning around. Las Vegas is the one market that is really showing continued weakness.
Even with last month's improvement, prices are still down 30% from the peak in May of 2006. Around the country, some cities are cutting the grass and making repairs to foreclosed homes to keep them from becoming a blight on the community and sending the owners the bill. Frank Cassidy is the compliance manager in Cape Coral, Florida.
If you have a broken window and you don't take care of it in a short period of time, it's going to lend itself to another broken window. It's going to lend itself to graffiti, vacant houses, squatters, drug houses, etc. And it shows a sign that the community just doesn't care enough to take care of itself.
A company called Fisker Automotive is going to make plug-in hybrids at an old GM plant in Wilmington, Delaware. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
The vehicle Fisker wants to make at the Delaware plant will be a $50,000 electric sedan with a gasoline generator to keep the batteries charged. CEO Henrik Fisker has ambitious plans.
We do have plans to become somewhat of a mass manufacturer, making several hundred thousand vehicles a year eventually.
At a conference in Detroit, Fisker said he plans to export half of those vehicles to other countries. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
President Obama visits an Arcadia, Florida solar plant a few hours from now to talk about alternative energy and a program that would overhaul the nation's creaking power grid. Information technology industry spokesman Rick Goss says a makeover is long overdue.
Right now, the system is plagued by congestion, transmission and distribution problems, sometimes leading to service disruptions or, in worst-case scenarios, rolling blackouts.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid hopes to get a health care reform bill with a public option to the Senate floor sometime in the next few weeks. Politico's Mike Allen tells us Reid is still short of the 60 Democratic votes he needs to get around a Republican filibuster.
Senator Reid now has to persuade the holdouts that the American people are on the side of this, that it's politically safe, not politically risky, to approve this plan.
Government regulations that take effect next spring could encourage hospitals to crack down on early births induced for the sake of convenience. CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton, a practicing obstetrician, says early births can be risky.
We are seeing now that even babies born after 37 weeks can still show signs of slight prematurity, and that, in fact, doubles their risk of winding up in a neonatal intensive care unit for respiratory syndromes.
This is just in. Consumer confidence fell in October, and prices are moving lower now on Wall Street. The Dow's down 22. This is CBS News.
100 years of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2 liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment. Excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cashback only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Denver school officials are taking steps to fire a Palmer Elementary school administrator accused of taping the mouth and hands of a student. Police arrested 45-year-old Jennifer Carter yesterday. The boy's mother says her son was taped after he was sent to the principal's office for misbehaving in class. Get ready for snow.
We've upgraded the winter storm watch to winter storm warning.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Meyer says we could get several inches out of this storm.
Starting tonight, especially the mountains and foothills in western parts of the urban corridor, the snow will spread east on Wednesday morning. By the commute time, should be snowing everywhere. It's going to be sticking yet on the road.
We could see more than half a foot in the metro area by tomorrow morning. The high country could get up to 18 inches. Colorado Springs officials will start enforcing city regulations that effectively ban medical marijuana dispensaries. The city council says that since growing marijuana remains illegal under federal law, the businesses are illegal, even though Colorado law allows people to grow and possess small amounts of marijuana for medical purposes. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche are on the road. They're in Edmonton tonight to play the Oilers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a couple different crashes really messing with the ride right now. First up is a three-car accident. This is eastbound C-470 right around Santa Fe, backing things up in that Chatfield Reservoir area. And then we've got a wreck downtown. This is southbound I-25 right around Auraria Parkway. In fact, that's also affecting eastbounders on 6th Avenue, whose speeds are dropping into the teens from Wadsworth all the way up to I-25. As you're on I-25, you're going to find your delay is stretching back to 58th. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 51, 52 degrees. There's a really small chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Snowing in the overnight, low dropping down to 29 degrees. Currently, it's 45. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
With all of the good things you do for your heart, like...
It's amazing what can come through in the voice, the laughter. The spiritual realm knows no barriers of geography or time or distance. This is Christian at California Psychics. Reading on the phone is a really great thing now. It really makes it a lot more accessible.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call
1-8-0-7 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. You might have read this story in the Denver Post, reprinted from the New York Times late last week. As CIA fights release of 1963 files, JFK conspiracies fly. And quoted in this and other stories about this is the former Washington Post reporter and investigative journalist, Jefferson Morley. And Jefferson Morley is on the line with us. He's also the author of the book, Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA, which you can find at local bookstores and on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Jefferson Morley, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me, David.
We will be taking calls, by the way, for folks who are listening, 303-713-7600, about the JFK assassination and Jefferson Morley's reporting on this. Now, let's start with the basics of this. This revolves around a guy. This latest story revolves around a guy named George, and I don't know how to say his last name, Ioannidis?
Ioannidis.
Okay, George Ioannidis. Tell us the story of George Ioannidis and why he may be so important.
The story of George Ioannidis is interesting for two reasons. And one is that Ioannidis appears not once, but twice in the JFK assassination story, and I'll explain that in a minute. And second, even almost 50 years after the events that he was involved in, the CIA is still guarding information about him very carefully and not sharing it. So those are the two things that are interesting about him. Why he's interesting in the assassination story is in the summer of 1963, he was working undercover for the CIA in Miami, and he was running a Cuban student exile group, a group opposed to the Castro government in Cuba. He was giving them money. He was guiding and monitoring them. And members of this group had a series of encounters with Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who would be arrested for shooting and killing President Kennedy on November 22nd, 1963. The Warren Commission, which investigated the crime, was never told of the CIA's financial relationship with the Cuban exile group that had this contact with Oswald. That in itself was interesting, that the CIA never shared that. The second thing that was interesting was 15 years later, when Congress reopened the investigation, Ioannidis was called out of retirement and served as the CIA's liaison to congressional investigators. That means that when the congressional investigators wanted to look at a CIA file or interview somebody from the CIA, he was there to facilitate that.
So, and just so I understand, way back before and near the assassination, Ioannidis was a CIA official who was working with that group in Florida, that anti-Castro group that had connections to Oswald. Is that right?
Correct. He was a career CIA officer, and he was undercover with responsibility for what are called psychological warfare operations. So he was a well-placed, you know, mid-level CIA figure in Miami in 1963, and he was a key figure in this congressional investigation in 1978. What's so striking about him is that in 1978, even when asked direct questions about his role in the events of 1963, he disclosed nothing. Okay? And he was a material witness. I mean, his agents in the Cuban community had contact with Oswald. As an intelligence officer, it was his job to report on those contacts and account for them.
I've always wanted, and you've looked at this very carefully, so you're a perfect person to ask this. What is the theory? In other words, if all of this was tied together, What does the theory, and I'm not saying you're endorsing that the theory is actually true, but what is the thrust of the theory? So we know that Oswald, in this
particular episode was had some dealings with anti-Castro Cubans, Cuban group that was dealing with the CIA. And then we know that the guy who was putting those connections together was later on the liaison between the House investigating, House Committee investigating all of this. What's the theory to make the jump that people say, well, wait a minute, this might mean that? What is the that?
What we're really looking at here is whether there was a group of senior CIA officers who knew a whole lot more about Lee Harvey Oswald, about his travels, about his intentions, about his politics in the months before Kennedy was killed than anybody ever knows. And one possibility that comes up in my research, and I'm not sure that this is true, that's why I'm suing for records, is to find out. One possibility is that Joannides and other CIA officers were actually running a CIA operation that involved Oswald and that has never been disclosed.
So is the idea then that it might be that Oswald was a rogue CIA guy who, you know, sort of, and if not went crazy, but sort of developed plans. He was trained in specialty stuff, and then he went kind of rogue in the assassination attempt. Or is the theory that the assassination and the planning for it was actually part of a broader rogue CIA operation?
I mean, I think that those are both possibilities. And the reason the story of George Joannides is so interesting is because if we... get it, it would tell us a lot about which one of those two scenarios was more likely.
Right.
Did Oswald surprise the CIA and up and kill the president, or was Oswald manipulated by the CIA for the purpose of advancing an assassination conspiracy? That's the question that arises from the story of George Joannides and the story of his missing file.
And that was my follow-up question. And again, on the line with us is Jefferson Morley, the author of Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. He has been pushing now for years to get the CIA to release a set of documents about George Joannides, a key figure, key CIA figure in this. He made headlines last week. The CIA still trying to block these files from coming out. Not that you obviously you're suing to see the files, so you don't really know the answer to this question, but I wonder what kinds of things you think might be in the files you are looking to get. Well, I mean, not exactly what you're going to find, because you don't know, but what kinds of documents are these that you're trying to get?
These are the type of work product that are generated by intelligence officers working in the field. Contrary to Hollywood fiction, espionage jobs are fairly bureaucratic and involve intense amounts of reporting. Certainly, Joannides' job did. When you're running an exile group, with, you know, foreign intelligence agency, you're supplying them money for a purpose. You're trying to achieve certain goals. In this case, we were trying to achieve the overthrow of the Castro government. So there's intensive reporting on how your client groups, how your allies spend money. Are they effective? What do they spend it on? Military stuff, propaganda, political action. And so all of that is reported. So what I'm hoping to get is just what Joannides reported about his daily activities. Now, people say, well, is there a smoking gun in there? I doubt it. I mean, but what there could be in there are traces of a CIA operation involving Oswald, or a complete lack of information about that, which would point more to the possibility that Joannides was something of an innocent bystander, well-placed, but simply, you know, underestimated or overlooked Oswald as he made his way to Dallas.
Well, certainly the fact that the CIA has been blocking the release of these documents, I mean, certainly that suggests that they may be trying to deliberately hide something, then again, the government is, and especially the CIA, is not exactly, as you well know, is not exactly forthcoming about just giving out documents. I mean, I wonder, and we're going to take a break in a second here, and we're going to take people's calls. 303-713-7600 if you've got a question for Jefferson Morley. 303-713-7600. One of the nation's experts on the JFK assassination and the intrigue surrounding it. I guess my last question before we go to break is, real quick, do you think that the CIA is blocking the release of these documents because there's something compelling in there, or is this just, you've dealt with the CIA and FOIA requests, is this just knee-jerk, we don't like to let stuff out?
It's a good question. I think that, it's possible that this is simply a knee-jerk reflexive reaction and they're really not hiding anything significant. Having spent a lot of time, though, sort of understanding CIA operations at the time, I also think that when they look at Gelinides' file right now, when people at the CIA go and say, what's this guy Morley asking for? And they go and they look at that file, they see something that tells them we cannot make this public. And I have to believe that that is something that is embarrassing to the CIA, not something that's a threat to national security the way they claim.
Absolutely. I mean, what could be a threat? I shouldn't say what could be a threat. There are certain things that could be a threat, but it's such now history that it's hard to make the argument, though, if we let you know about this from 45 years ago, it's going to be some sort of, threat in the age of, Islamic terrorism, et cetera, et cetera. Jefferson Morley is our guest. He's the author of Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. He's made headlines last week with this effort to get the CIA to release key documents, which the CIA continues to block regarding the JFK assassination. So if you've got questions for one of the nation's leading experts on the intrigue surrounding the JFK assassination, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Any and all calls are welcome. We'll get right to them after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a couple major crashes screwing up our morning commute. Southbound I-25 at Auraria Parkway. Stop-and-go jams back past 58th Avenue. Also, really heavy going to downtown for northbounders from about Downing Street up to 6th Ave. Three-vehicle accident eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. It is in the cleanup phase, but seeing backups to Kipling Parkway in Littleton. Also got a crash in the opposing lanes there at westbound C-470 between Broadway and Santa Fe. Also crash eastbound Hamden approaching Sheridan. The forecast today, mild day, partly cloudy skies and a high near 55. Small chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon before a strong storm moves in tonight. Winter storm watch will go out for the mountains after midnight Tuesday with 8 to 16 inches of snow possible by tomorrow morning. That snow will move into the metro tomorrow morning. Expect about 3 to 6 inches in Denver. Currently we're at 47 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's the Cal Spa's end of model year sale, and it's your best opportunity to own it.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Find out how to get $10 off your next purchase by clicking our banner ad now located on your Listen Live player or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
Cleaning, 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Tell them Dracula sent you.
Brain Solvers, how can we make you smile today?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-6163. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-6163. That's 1-800-209-6163. 1-800-209-6163.
We can get this done.
Ed Schultz.
And the first big incremental step is going to be the public option. We can totally change this system over time. So there's no cat to be let out of the bag. You damn right we want single payer. You better believe that public option is the first step towards a far better system that we have right now, which is for profit in this country.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Assassination attempt and conspiracies around them, conspiracy theories, they never leave the news. One of the most enduring stories out there, and one of the really the most compelling stories. And on the line with us now is Jefferson Morley. His new book, Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. And Jefferson Morley was in the news this week about a story about the CIA fighting the release of 1963 files surrounding a guy named George Joannides. And it's a fascinating story. And Jefferson Morley, the former Washington Post investigative reporter, current investigative reporter, today and author, has been pushing for the release of these files. So if you have questions for one of the nation's leading experts on the intrigue surrounding the CIA and its potential, and I stress the word potential, its potential connection to some of the figures who themselves seem vaguely connected to Lee Harvey Oswald, who was obviously connected to the JFK assassination. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Okay, Tim in Westminster. Tim, you're on with Jefferson Morley.
Good morning, Mr. Morley. Good morning, David.
Morning.
This sounds fascinating. I think your book just jumped to the next on my reading list. Mr. Morley, have you looked at the activities also of the station chief? I believe his name was Morales in Miami. And in connection with that, have you followed up on these purported confessions by the mafia chiefs, Traficante and what's his name down in New Mexico, down in New Orleans, who
Carlos Marcello. Yeah. Let me just say a couple things about that. First, David Morales was not the station chief in Miami. David Morales, like George Joannides, was a mid-level CIA official in Miami in 1963, and is of note because he told a couple of his friends before his death in the 1970s, he intimated that he had been involved in a plot to kill President Kennedy. There's not a whole lot of corroboration of that, although the witnesses who said that he told that story were fairly credible. So I have looked at that story. And I am also familiar with with the mob leaders. It was actually the most interesting confession there was not by the mafiosos, Santos Traficante or Carlos Marcello himself, but by a man named Frank Regano, who was a lawyer and defended mafia figures in court at the time. And he said that he had heard the story from them that they were involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. I put a little more stock in the David Morales story than I do in the mafioso stories. There's something about them to me that smacks of barroom bragging that's a little unfair to them, but I don't quite trust the story of those mafia confessions. So I have looked at those things, yes.
Let me jump in and ask a quick question because I don't know the answer, and I've always wondered about it. The idea of a collusion or some kind of collusion between the anti-Castro Cuban exiles groups in Florida and the mafia. What is the story behind that? Is it that the mafia wanted to run the casinos down in a liberated Cuba? What's the story there?
Well, yes, the organized crime figures were upset about the loss of their casinos in Havana, and were looking to for a U.S. overthrow of Castro to pave the way for their return. But that wasn't their primary goal in life. So I think that at the level of beyond sort of government officials and CIA officials, the type of people who were involved in organized crime activities in Havana and the type of people who were involved in the anti-Castro struggle from U.S. soil were very similar. I mean, they were all people who thought the same way, that the presence of a communist government in the Western Hemisphere was intolerable, that Castro should be overthrown, and that, the old ways of doing business in Havana should be restored. So there was a lot of collusion between that, and we know that when the agency was looking for ways to assassinate Castro, they also, turned to allies in the CIA who were very like-minded for exactly these reasons. So there was a lot of collusion between those two communities of people in the early 1960s, no question.
Hey, Tim, thanks for the call. Okay, let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760 with Jefferson Morley.
Good morning. Let's assume for a second that David's first scenario is true, that Oswald simply was a part of a CIA operation and just kind of went rogue. It seems to me that would give plausible deniability to the CIA and the Warren Commission and anyone else in Washington that there was a broader conspiracy or that Oswald was even involved with the CIA, because they could then turn around and say, well, all the facts and evidence show that Oswald was the lone assassin without having to admit any connection between Oswald and the CIA.
Correct. And I think that, one possibility that my lawsuit is looking at is, was there a level of attention and involvement by CIA officers around Oswald while JFK was still alive, that we don't know about and that they never acknowledged? So that's not to say that those people were planning to kill the president. It's just to say they knew. Did they know much more about Oswald than they ever let on? And it's a complicated issue, and I can't go into all the details here, but I think there's reason to believe that there may have been an operation that was never disclosed.
And again, it's a question, the question of what that operation was. I mean, when I say go rogue, I have in my mind, like, Timothy McVeigh went rogue. I mean, he was trained by the military, but he certainly wasn't trained to blow up the Oklahoma City Federal Building. He
right.
had training, and he went completely rogue. I guess the $64,000 question, if you will, is if Oswald was trained with CIA connections, through groups with CIA connections, what was he being trained to do? And that's the scariest question of all.
No, I mean, first of all, I don't want to give the impression that I'm saying Oswald was trained by the CIA. I don't see, there's no evidence of that. The question is whether he was manipulated or encouraged or used by CIA officers. And, you know, we just don't, and not like as a general proposition, but I'm interested in a very specific, empirically answerable proposition. Was George Ioannidis involved in an operation involving Oswald? So, you know, people say, well, oh, you know, conspiracy theories and you dream these things up and anything's possible. And you know what? There's a lot of validity to that type of criticism. So in my work, I try to focus on very simple, empirical questions.
With black or white answers. And I've got to follow up that statement with, didn't the folks on the House committee, you know, 15 years later, that George Ioannidis, this sort of shadowy figure, was serving, didn't they know that about his background, about his connection? They had no idea that they were being, that the filter, that effectively, that they were dealing with the CIA through a filter that had potentially had this kind of broad base of knowledge that might have been germane to the very thing that they were investigating.
Right. And then the fact that Ioannidis deceived the House Select Committee on Assassinations was not known until 2001, when I reported it for a weekly paper for the Miami New Times. And at that time, I went to Bob Blakey, who was a former federal prosecutor who ran that investigation for the Congress. He's now a law professor at Notre Dame, and Blakey was stunned because he could not believe that the CIA had done that to him. And he told the Washington Post in 2005, he said, the CIA set me up. So Blakey's surprise and the deception of Blakey is one of the most suspicious things about the Ioannidis story, and the CIA has yet to explain it. I should say one other thing, David, too, which is, you know, this is really unfortunate that the CIA has chosen to go this route. It really invites suspicion of their activities, and it really casts into doubt their good faith. Because we do have a law that's supposed to resolve questions like this. It's called the JFK Records Act. And it was passed in 1992 after Oliver Stone's movie and the big brouhaha over that. And Congress said, look, we're going to release every document in the government's possession that's related to the Kennedy assassination. And people can decide what they think, but at least they will have some confidence that the government has done that. And so in 1994, there was a kind of an independent civilian review board called the Assassination Records Review Board, and they reviewed all the records that they could find in government files. And they had a pretty strong law on their behalf. They could go in and look at the CIA's files without asking the CIA's permission. And they could declassify things without the CIA's permission. That's how we learned the George Ioannidis story eventually. So, but this law, which calls for the immediate release, and that's the language in the law, the immediate release of JFK-related records, is in place, and it should be in effect now. And the CIA is refusing to abide by the JFK Records Act. So, you know, this really, you know, the conspiracy question will get sorted out when we have the evidence, and people will probably always debate it and stuff like that. But the real question is the CIA going to obey the law when it comes to the records related to the Kennedy assassination? And that's an important symbolic question if the CIA wants to have public confidence.
Absolutely. You know?
And I think the CIA does want to have public confidence, and I want to have confidence in the CIA, and they should not be wasting their money trying to fight the release of these ancient records. They should be using their money to fight terrorism.
And you're not the only person who said this. In this story that was in the Denver Post, Gerald Posner, the author of the 1993 anti-conspiracy account of the Kennedy assassination case closed, said the CIA's withholding of such old documents was, quote, a perfect example of why nobody trusts the agency. And I think you're absolutely right. This is, in part, beyond the specifics of what's being looked at, is it's part and parcel of the CIA's image and its credibility and its public credibility. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take another break. You can hang on for through another segment. Okay, great. So we're going to have another segment with Jefferson Morley. He is one of the nation's leading experts on the CIA and the intrigue surrounding the JFK assassination. He made headlines last week in a story all over the newspapers throughout the country as CIA fights release of 1963 files that Mr. Morley is looking for. JFK conspiracies are once again flying. We'll take your calls if you have any calls or questions about the JFK assassination and its potential connection to the CIA. We've got a rare opportunity to talk to, again, one of the nation's experts on this. 303-713-7600. Back after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, crews did just clean up that crash southbound I-25 around Auraria Parkway. Still heavy getting into downtown Denver there. Southbound side, I-76 all the way to 17th Avenue. Northbounders, sluggish University all the way up to around Colfax. The big problem right now, though, is in Littleton, Highlands Ranch area. Three-car crash eastbound C-470 near Santa Fe. Backups there to Kipling. Also got a crash in the opposing lanes there for westbounders. Going to hit the snags at Broadway. Your forecast today, cloudy, highs in the lower to mid-50s, possible isolated showers this afternoon before the snow hits the high country. Snow developing in the city overnight into the tomorrow morning. This has a potential to be a pretty big storm for us. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760 and CBS News bring you...
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
It makes me angry that most businesses play by the rules and use software legally. My company did not. I don't have any regrets about reporting software piracy. I would do it again.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $30 Brothers Barbecue certificate for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour.
My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Maintaining your health and preparing for your future is very important. It's never too soon to start planning for your long-term care needs. To assist you in making these important decisions, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has a free booklet and CD. Visit ownyourfuturecolorado.org to order your kit today. This important message is sponsored by the Colorado Partnership for long-term care and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us throughout this hour has been Jefferson Morley. He is one of the nation's leading experts on the CIA and the intrigue surrounding the JFK assassination. His book, Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. It's got some amazing findings in this book, among other things. Two presidents of Mexico were paid CIA agents. A group of CIA officers may have been running an authorized intelligence operation involving Lee Harvey Oswald in Mexico 6 weeks before Oswald allegedly shot and killed President John F. Kennedy in Dallas. You can find the book's website, OurManInMexico.com. We're going to go back to the phones and take as many of your calls as we can right now. Let's go to Tyson in Bailey. Tyson, you're on AM 760. Hello, Tyson.
Hey, Jefferson, Dave?
Yes, fire away.
Hey, I was wondering if you were familiar with a press conference held after the Oswald arrest where a reporter asked about the Free Cuba movement and then is corrected by another person that says, no, that's the Fair Play for Cuba movement. I was wondering who corrected this reporter and why, who linked the info about Oswald being connected with any Cubans on the day of his arrest. I've heard that the person who corrected the reporter may have been Jack Ruby. Do you know anything about this?
No, it definitely was Jack Ruby, and it's one of the peculiarities of, I mean, it's a noteworthy story about after the president was killed, around noon on November 22nd, Oswald was arrested a couple of hours later and was quickly identified as a suspect in the crime. He was questioned that evening, around midnight that night, he was brought out to talk to a press conference in the Dallas jail. And it was kind of a chaotic, crazy situation, and people were shouting questions. And Oswald denied that he said, I didn't shoot anybody, I'm just a patsy, a line that he did not elaborate on at that time. During the course of that press conference, when Oswald was not present, a reporter shouted a question about Oswald's involvement with the Free Cuba Committee, and somebody piped up from the back and said, no, Fair Play for Cuba Committee. And that person was Jack Ruby, and he was correct. There was a group called the Free Cuba Committee, and Oswald was not involved with it. He was involved with a group called the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. So Oswald was clearly, I mean, Ruby was clearly, had paid some attention to Oswald's past political activity. Of course, the next day, when Oswald was being taken to a more secure location, Ruby stepped forward and shot Oswald on national TV and killed him, thus creating the decades of mystery that have followed.
And I want to ask a question about Jack Ruby, if I can, for a second here, because, and maybe this is an idiotic question or a question that's been answered already, but has anything else more come out in big about why he killed Lee Harvey Oswald? I mean, did he say anything later on in his life when he was in prison? Is there anything out there that really, through the prism of Jack Ruby, that fuels so much of this, beyond him obviously just killing Lee Harvey Oswald, the motive? Is there anything else that's out there definitively about that part of the story?
Well, what we've learned about over the years, which the Warren Commission did not know very well, was the extent of Ruby's contacts and friendships with organized crime figures across the country. And this became much better known by the time of the congressional investigation in 1978 than anybody knew in 1964. Ruby never confessed anything to other than a crime of passion. He said that he had done it to save Jackie Kennedy, the ordeal of a criminal trial. Jack Ruby was a pimp and a bully. Ran a nightclub. He's never been known for his political feelings. The idea that he would act courteously or in a chivalrous way on behalf of a woman who he didn't know is so improbable as to be preposterous. So
there's no good explanation of why Ruby did what he did.
Right, and I think that that's obviously, I mean, that to me is what takes the, from a casual onlooker's point of view, that's what takes this from a horrible event, maybe by one guy, to wow, there must be something. Because you know, the idea that Jack Ruby did this because he loved JFK is or he loved, you know, he wanted to be, as you said, chivalrous to Jackie is absolutely absurd. Hey, Tyson, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tim in Denver. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Mr. Morley.
Hi, good
Thank
morning.
You so much for bringing this kind of thing to the attention of people. I think it's so important, and it doesn't get the attention it deserves. Speaking of the question about possible CIA involvement, there was a very high-placed Air Force colonel in the Pentagon who acted as a liaison between CIA Special Ops and the Pentagon at the time of the assassination, and his name is Fletcher Prouty.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he has a book called JFK that's coming out in a new printing in November. And I just wanted to ask if you're familiar with the work, since it seems to support your investigation into looking toward the CIA.
I am familiar with Fletcher Prouty. He was a highly placed and very knowledgeable person. I read an earlier version of that book, and I feel like there's a lot of it that's, you know, fairly speculative. As somebody who was in the position that he was in, I think, you know, he's entitled to speculate in those ways, and his judgment should be, you know, treated with respect. But for me, I don't see a corroborable story in Fletcher Prouty's presentation. So I think it's very valuable testimony. I think it's a very interesting perspective from somebody who is very well placed in the national security bureaucracy. That's what I think of Fletcher Prouty, and I look forward to reading, you know, the new edition of his book. Perhaps he's developed some more material or refined his presentation.
And let me go back for a second. And Tim, thanks for the call. Let me go back for a second just to this Jack Ruby issue, if I can, because one of the callers wanted to ask a follow up question, and we moved to somebody else. What was in your mind? Do you have any feelings about what Jack Ruby's motivation was?
Well, I mean, the whole business, just because it is so curious that one person kills the president and another person kills that person. I mean, you know, he was interested in obfuscating the truth, and he succeeded. But I think that in terms of an investigation, I mean, there's not. The Ruby story is as complete as it's ever going to get, probably. I think we need to look elsewhere if we're trying to understand the causes of the assassination. I mean, Ruby's role is a mystery, and it is what it is. We're not going to learn more about it. Whereas CIA intelligence gathering operations around Lee Harvey Oswald is a subject about which there is more information, new information, to be uncovered. And my lawsuit is an effort to get at that.
Again, we're on the line with Jefferson Morley. He's the author of Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. He is pushing for the release of documents from the CIA, made headlines last week all over the country. The CIA refusing to release these documents so far. We're going to take one more break and take as many calls as we can with one of the nation's leading experts on the CIA and the JFK assassination. So if you've got calls, 303-713-7600, now's your chance. Let's get a traffic update with John.
Thank you, Dave. Still got the streetcar crash eastbound C-470 around Santa Fe. Delays creeping around all the way to the foothills at Ken Carl Road now. A really strong, long stretch there. Also got a crash in the opposing lanes, but the jams for those westbounders only begin around Broadway. Also heavy on the turnpike right now. Westbounders shared into Wadsworth again from Table Mesa out to Baseline, but things are starting to improve on southbound I-25. Still a little heavy from 76 to 19th due to an earlier crash. Northbounders, really the ones with stop and go right now, Downing Street to 6th Avenue. Forecast, mild day, partly cloudy skies, a high near 55. Everybody's waiting for that big storm to roll in this evening. Our current downtown temperature is 48 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman Program, how did the biggest swindle in the history of Wall Street happen?
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work. but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Will you use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Visit OurCleanWorld.com and find out how you can get $10 off your next purchase. That's OurCleanWorld.com.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger-looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more, some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family, so I know I have to get health insurance. But I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
8:54 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us is Jefferson Morley, the author of Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. He made headlines last week. He's pushing for the release of CIA documents about potentially about the JFK assassination. We're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. Mike in Denver, you're on with Jefferson Morley.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Mr. Morley, I'm glad you're here. I like what you said earlier about how conspiracy theories are going to be sorted out when the evidence comes, and so I applaud your effort to try to get that evidence. And so all the speculation and all the theories that we bang our head against the table, you know, after going through all the documentaries, if you watch, you know, The Men Who Killed Kennedy by Nigel Turner, you hear all the different theories, all three volumes, by the way, the third volume that you can't find anymore, it's not on television because they theorized that Lyndon Johnson had something to do with it. But my question for you is whether or not you talk any in your book about the sheep dipping activities that the CIA were involved with regard to Lee Harvey Oswald, and what the purpose of that might be. And I think that the theories that we started out with in this discussion were that possibly that Lee Harvey Oswald was a rogue, or that he was part of a rogue CIA operation, kind of, I think, leads us to look at Oswald as though he is someone who actually may have fired some shots. What about the possibility that Lee Harvey Oswald thought that he was a hero and he was trying to infiltrate an assassination attempt, and he was subsequently...
I think what you're talking about are some, you know, well-informed... but I think that what you're talking about sort of depends on an assumption that there was a conspiracy, and then we're going to try and figure out, you know, how it worked. I'm trying to get back to just a little more basic sort of baseline of information about what certain people in the CIA were doing, what they knew, when they knew it, and all that. And then that, once we understand that better, I think then we can talk about sort of how did, you know, what were the causes of the assassination and how did it play out? What was Oswald's role? Was he a brilliant assassin? Was he, as he said, a patsy? I think that, you know, the story of George Joannides is a good laboratory or a good, very restricted example for testing some of these theories. And if we can get to these larger records, we can see that. I think that I'm using the same method in this as I used in my book. When Our Man in Mexico has a great deal about the assassination. There's about four chapters that concern it in detail. But it is not a book about the assassination. It is about a book about what the assassination looked like through the eyes of a very senior, very trusted, very accomplished CIA official. And that was Winston Scott, the CIA chief of station in Mexico City. And I think when you look at the assassination through his eyes in the course of my book, you can see that a well-placed, very loyal insider understood that the official story simply was not true. And he said it was not true because he knew it was not true. The Warren Commission account of Oswald in Mexico was very inaccurate, and Wynn Scott said so and wrote it down before he died. My book is really about why he came to that conclusion. What were the chain of events that led him? And we're still trying to clarify that. What were the chain of events in CIA operations that would cause a loyal insider to doubt the claims of his own government?
And again, the book is Our Man in Mexico, Winston Scott and the Hidden History of the CIA. It's by Jefferson Morley. Jefferson Morley, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it. Stick around next, Media Matters.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Thornton Denver Boulder on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A grim new marker in the war in Afghanistan.
8 U.S. service members and an Afghan civilian were killed today as a result of multiple IED attacks in southern Afghanistan. Several service members, in addition, were wounded.
Lieutenant Colonel Joe Kloppel, today's toll brings the October total to 55 dead. That makes it the bloodiest month since the start of the Afghanistan war in 2001. Two Chicago men are being held on federal charges of conspiring in a plot to attack targets abroad. Law enforcement officials say one of those targets, the Danish newspaper that published caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad 4 years ago. Another sign of improvement in the housing industry, Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index of 20 major cities shows that in August, home prices were up for the third consecutive month. S&P's Maureen Maitland says this has legs.
There's some sustainability. It's not just a one-month pop, but we're seeing a lot of monthly prints across a lot of the markets that are increasing over several months. And some of the markets it's 3 months, some of the markets it's as much as 6 months.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index in the meantime fell unexpectedly this month. The board's Lynn Franco says it's bad timing.
Consumers are growing more negative on what's going to happen in the economy, in the labor market, and with their earnings. That's not good news with the holidays right around the corner.
The investigation is continuing into last week's incident in which two Northwest Airlines pilots say they were preoccupied on their laptop computers and overshot their Minneapolis destination by 150 miles. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says it could lead to serious repercussions for the two men.
It may be one of these unprovable cases going forward, but the pilot's words alone may be enough for federal regulators and the airline to take a very severe disciplinary action. Because aviation professionals will tell you this simply can't happen. 149 people are on an airplane. You can't have a cockpit that's completely disengaged.
Although Northwest Airlines apparently had no rule against use of laptops on the flight deck, Delta does, and Delta took over Northwest last year. Day two of the War Crimes Tribunal considering the case against a notorious former Bosnian Serb leader. CBS's Lauren Comacho reports from The Hague.
Once again, Radovan Karadzic was a no-show. His seat was empty. The presiding judge ruled, though. They said he was warned, and they see his non-coming here as a waiving of his right to be here. And then the judge gave the floor to the prosecutor, who immediately launched into his opening statement.
It was the first scheduled to go nearly 3 hours ago, but there have been repeated delays in getting NASA's new Ares rocket off the ground. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, Nick, it's static electricity and high winds that have done it. They're hoping to try again in about 11 minutes or so. When Ares does fly, NASA engineers say they'll learn more about how to make a better moon rocket. We'll see if that happens, Nick.
And checking Wall Street's numbers right now, the Dow is up about 59 points and the NASDAQ off around 4. This is CBS News.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited-time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or double-speak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The lawyer defending the Balloon Boys parents wants the DA to file charges against the Larimer County Sheriff. David Lane says it's against the law to talk about any allegations of child abuse or neglect, and he says Sheriff Jim Alderton did just that.
He is quoted as saying that the Heaneys have been reported to Child Protective Services.
Lane says he's asking the DA to file misdemeanor charges against the sheriff. It's not here yet, but it's on the way.
We're looking anywhere between 8 to 14 inches of snow.
And that's just in Denver and the metro area. The high country could see a blizzard by the time the next storm moves out. A winter storm warning has been issued for the metro area starting at midnight tonight. Prosecutors say a Denver man is pleading guilty to running a high-stakes poker club. 48-year-old Jeffrey Castardi could face 8 to 24 years in prison. Attorney General John Souther says Castardi's customers included prominent athletes, including several Denver Broncos, as well as a number of local media personalities. In sports, the Avs take their first-place division record to Edmonton tonight, where they play the Oilers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's been a tough drive this morning, just carrying through to the tail end of this morning's commute. We've got some leftover delays on C-470 as you're making your way past Chatfield, especially on the eastbound side. We had an earlier crash near Santa Fe. Now we're getting reports of another accident. This is northbound I-25 right around Downing. Now it's off to the left side. Everybody's just kind of humming by, though. You could find some activity. Southbound is on I-25, remaining busy and slow downtown as well. Heavy pockets on 36 as well as I-70 past that Coliseum. Now if you're heading in and out of the high country, the Mountain Drive looking good still. I-70 dry and clear west of the Eisenhower Tunnel towards Vail. Time for a quick check on the day's forecast. We do have a small chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high near 51. We do have a chance of seeing some overnight snowfall, low dropping down to 29. Currently, it is 44 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
What kind of marketplace do we want to have? And the bigger question is the economy here to serve us, or are we here to serve the economy? In other words, did we, the people, create limited liability corporations? Did we allow people to come together and form a corporation and get all kinds of tax benefits and all kinds of liability protections because we wanted them to get rich, or because we thought that there was some social benefit doing it that way?
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't tell us we don't keep it interesting here. We move across the issue spectrum, the topic spectrum, from should you eat meat to the JFK assassination, and now to the right-wing media. Actually, not to the. We're not actually going to the right-wing media. We're going to Media Matters. On the line with us is Eric Bullard of Media Matters, and we check in with Media Matters every week about the latest and biggest trends in the right-wing media. Before we get to Eric, let's play the Media Matters Minute.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Fox News continues to wage war against the Obama White House, repeatedly claiming that the administration's criticism of Fox News is akin to former President Richard Nixon's enemies lists.
But this week there were reports the Obama administration has targeted other so-called enemies.
That is over-the-top language. We heard that before from Richard Nixon.
The comparison is, of course, ridiculous, as President Nixon used his enemies list to wiretap journalists, audit their taxes, and even conspire to murder, whereas Obama officials merely criticized Fox News for lying about their boss. Fox News has also repeatedly played violent clips of the gangster movie The Untouchables to make baseless comparisons to Obama's alleged Chicago-style politics.
The Chicago way, and yet another clip from The Untouchables.
He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
I mean, this is absolutely inane. This is like the most... I mean, here's what I don't understand, Eric Bullard of Media Matters. I don't understand that, like, George W. Bush was this tough-talking cowboy, windshield cowboy guy who the right wing was like, oh, he's so tough. Oh, he's so... I mean, it was like this sort of, like, weird, erotic fetish about, like, this muscular George Bush, you know, and how tough he is, and how he's a blunt-spoken. And then, like, Barack Obama basically, you know, gently pushes back at his political opponents, and it's like Chicago-style politics. I mean, they're trying to have it both ways, aren't they?
Well, yeah, it's so funny. I mean, you know, I think it's... I usually don't do, like, political strategy, but, I mean, this is such a total loser because you don't try to impose an impression that is completely opposite of the perception. I mean, most people see Barack Obama as sort of this eloquent, low-key, centrist Democrat. And this idea that you're now going to put on top of that this caricature of him, this knife-fighting, you know, backstreet, you know, politician, it's going to go nowhere, absolutely. But, yeah, it's this... You know, it'd be one thing if Fox, like, was just, like, balls to the walls. We hate Obama. He's a racist. He's a communist. And if people fight back, they didn't act like a bunch of wusses, you know? I mean, they have no spine. All the White House done is say, oh, by the way, they're lying about us, and it's not a legitimate news organization. And it's like, you know, not to be too, like, it's like they saw a mouse, you know, and they're lifting up their skirts and running for the chairs. I mean, they have, on the one hand, they're just like this nonstop attack machine. And then when a couple Democrats have the temerity to push back, they run for the doors screaming hysterical.
Well, I think
the contrast is just, they want to be on offense and then they want to be victim. And the two of them don't really add up.
Yeah, I think they're miscalculating in the sense that I've always thought that where Barack Obama was weakest was you could portray him as Jimmy Carter was portrayed, as sort of weak.
Yeah, and they're doing the opposite.
Exactly.
They're doing him a favor.
Exactly. They're like, he is the toughest, strongest.
Right, don't mess with Obama.
Don't mess with Obama. I mean, this guy, Chicago-style politics, you know. It's really, I think, a miscalculation. And what, I mean, I guess I understand it from the idea of this whole Nixonian thing, that's an old frame. And we actually had on Richard Nixon's brother yesterday, and we were talking about this and the legacy of Nixon and what Nixonian really means. And, you know, the idea that going after the Chamber of Commerce, which is a appendage of the Republican Party, the idea that going after Fox News is Nixonian is, I mean, that really means that the term Nixonian doesn't have any meaning anymore.
Right, and of course it was the Bush White House, and it was, it was Republicans during the Bush years that wanted the federal government to prosecute the New York Times because they didn't like the type of journalism they produced. 70 members of the House, 70 Republican members in the House signed a letter urging that their press credentials be taken away. They wanted the FBI and the DOJ to investigate New York Times. That, to me, is slightly more troublesome than having your PR people go out and say, we don't like Fox News. It's this very weird, I mean, and the conservative, and even in the mainstream press, I mean, the whole right-wing reaction is crazy, and the mainstream press reaction is even more crazy, as everyone in the village, you know, runs to defend Fox News of all entities.
Yeah, what is that about? I mean, because you had Jake Tapper, the ABC News reporter, at a White House briefing,
right.
call ABC calling Fox our sister
right.
station.
It's not appropriate for the White House to claim to have an opinion about Fox News.
Is this? But I wonder if this is this just is this. Personal camaraderie between reporters, or is this like reporters being like, I don't want my news organization, you know, quote unquote, targeted later on?
Well, I guess. I mean, because apparently Jake Tapper cannot tell the difference between ABC News and Fox News. That's what he was asking Robert Gibbs. He was saying, what's the difference between Fox News and ABC? And I blogged. I said, Jake, don't say that around David Westin, the president of ABC News. If you honestly cannot tell the difference between the product that is produced on ABC News and Fox News, then you're in the wrong business. But so I don't think it's they fear being targeted, because obviously people who work for NBC or the wire services or CBS or Newsweek, they know that their organizations are nothing like Fox News. Newsweek is not at the forefront of a political movement today. So I don't buy that nonsense if they go after Fox News, they'll go after anyone. Well, that's not true. I think it's much more of a social career sort of inside the beltway thing. You know, Major Garrett is a great guy. I sit next to that guy on the plane all the time. Who would say Major Garrett is not a
which is a lot of things in D.C. It is very personal and all that. And again, on the line with us is Eric Bullard of Media Matters, mediamatters.org. He's the author of Bloggers on the Bus. And I guess the question that sticks on a lot of progressives' mind is this good? I can't. This
no.
is good for Fox, or this is like kind of like the story of Icarus, meaning in the sense of like they get bigger and bigger and closer to the sun. They get hotter and hotter until they, you know, they explode or their wings, you know, basically melt off. You know, like is this going in a sustainable trajectory for them, or are they like accelerating towards a cliff?
Well, the interesting thing is the ratings are flat since all this began. I mean, that, you would certainly not know that because every column that has been written, you know, every one of these tisk columns about how the White House never should have picked a fight with Fox News, every one of them sets aside a couple sentences to say how this is a publicity boom for Fox News. The ratings are going through the roof. All the White House does has done is boosted Fox News. Well, that's not true. If you look at the ratings in the last 2 weeks, absolutely stagnant from before this dispute started. So it's one of these conventional wisdoms that Fox News is certainly pushing it, and everyone in the mainstream press assumes it's true. It's interesting, and everyone in the mainstream press, you know, defending Fox News or certainly chastising the White House. I'm under the pretty clear impression that none of these people watch Fox News, and therefore their commentary about it it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Ruth Marcus of the Washington Post last week, you know, like everybody else, you know, chastising the White House. Dumb idea to pick a fight with Fox News. Because, look, Fox News is just like MSNBC. Because MSNBC has two liberal hosts. So it's just like Fox News because they have Glenn Beck and John Hannity. They don't watch Fox News.
No, they don't watch
no Fox. Idea what it was broadcast under its name. So they buy this silly excuse that, you know, Fox News just has some opinion guys at night. But the rest of the day, it's totally legit. And as Media Matters shows, most of the misinformation, I would say, comes during the news block.
Oh, absolutely. And that whole myth of, oh, it's just our editorialists, yeah. Our editorial page. Real quick before you go, the new ratings are out showing that CNN is dead last,
right,
in the cable news wars. What do you make of that? CNN is like, to me, is sort of the most milquetoast. I mean, they're... You know, they're like typical, you know, they're slightly right of center, you know, on like economic issues. They're basically what you'd call Washington centrist, which is,
yeah,
like, you know, I think grossly out of touch with the center of the American public,
right,
but that's
right,
a separate,
right,
huger issue. What do you make of CNN plummeting behind both Fox and MSNBC?
And Headline News.
And
yeah,
Headline News,
it's,
yeah.
It's interesting, and my fear is that it'll force them to do more opinionated stuff. Even if they split the, you know, it split it down the middle and did more, you know, conservative opinion, more, it makes me nervous because I like CNN because it does, to me, even though, you know, we find fault with it often at Media Matters, it does seem to be one of the last few trying to do straight, quote unquote, legitimate news. And I'm nervous that the soft ratings will push them to the edges on either side. And I think we need less opinion journalism at this point. And more just traditional.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and I think there's going to be a shakeup at CNN. And you know, I will say this: the person who I think is in trouble, in peril of first going, is going to be Lou Dobbs. His,
yeah,
ratings are way down.
Yeah.
He's got the double whammy: only controversial and ratings way down. Those are two things you don't want to mix.
Not a foundation for career in broadcasting. Yeah, no, I mean, he's been a disaster, the whole birther thing in the summer. He's basically auditioning for Fox News on the air, both his radio show and TV show. He's become just a complete loser, and I'm sure he's costing them a lot of money. So I assume they're, you know, if they're lucky, his contract is up soon, and I assume that will be the end of Lou.
Yeah, I think that would be my guess. And he's really, and I wrote about him in my book. He is really I think in some ways a tragic story. A guy who,
yeah,
for a few years,
yep,
sort of figured it out. You know, the middle class, the economics, and then he went to like hardcore immigration, and then he went to the birthers. That is, frankly, that is the story of Icarus right there. He,
yeah,
just,
exactly,
got faster and bigger, and then he just like exploded. Eric Bollard of Media Matters, MediaMatters.org. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. 919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. After the break, we're going to check in with Jason Bain of Colorado Polls about, among other things, Congressman Jared Polis of Boulder stepping in the mud on a couple of issues, including health care. We'll also get the latest chatter, political gossip from the state. Again, with Jason Bain after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is really improving in some areas around the city, but not if you're in Littleton and Highlands Ranch. This earlier crash at eastbound C-470 near Santa Fe, pretty messy, still causing pretty bad backups. They were at Ken Carl, starting to decrease now around Wadsworth all the way to Santa Fe. Eastbounders also slowing down there as they come up on the side of that crash. On the turnpike, slower speeds in the 20s and 30s westbound side, Sheridan to Wadsworth, and again Table Mesa on into Boulder. Eastbounders going to tap the brakes. Federal to 25. Trip on southbound 25 busy from I-76 down to 17th Avenue. That's due to an earlier crash. Also going to be busy up in Thornton and Northland, 120th down to 84th. The forecast: mild day, partly cloudy skies, a high near 55. News departments, meteorologists, everybody pretty freaking out about this big storm that's coming in this evening. It should hit the high country sometime late this afternoon. We could have some rain showers around town, but they are expecting 8 to 16 inches up in the mountains. In town tomorrow, 3 to 6 inches. Your current downtown temperature, 48 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
In the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for News of the Weird. The headline, Why Sleeping on It Helps. We're often told you should sleep on it before you make an important decision. Why is that? How does sleeping on it help your decision-making process? Conventional wisdom suggests that by sleeping on it, we clear our minds and relieve ourselves of the immediacy and accompanying stress of making a decision. Sleep also helps organize our memories, process the information of the day, and solve problems. Such wisdom also suggests that conscious deliberation helps decision-making in general, but new research now suggests something else might be at work, our unconscious. Previous research suggests that sometimes the more consciously we think about a decision, the worse the decision made. Sometimes what's needed is a period of unconscious thought equivalent to, quote, sleeping on it, according to researchers, in order to make better decisions. This is on Live Science, goes into the studies that confirm this. AP, Georgia woman scares off burglar by acting like a dog. Police are investigating after an Athens woman, Athens, Georgia, scared off a would-be burglar by acting like a dog. The Athens Banner-Herald reported Monday that the woman scared off the suspect around 11 p.m. Saturday. According to police, the woman got on the floor and began scratching at the door and acting like a large dog when the suspicious man tried turning the woman's doorknob. The police report did not say what specific dog-like behaviors, such as barking, the woman mimicked. The woman said the man, who appeared to be homeless, quickly ran from the porch. So, if you want to prevent people from coming into your home, bark like a dog. Concert tours managed to stay strong in a weak economy. It's part of the American circus, the concert tour. The touring business weathered a bad economy for the second straight summer as concert grosses held steady and attendance rose slightly. Concerts grossed $1 billion from May 1st to September 1st, roughly equal to the same period in 2008. $1 billion.
Live music, man, the only thing that survived was a recession, Dave.
Incredible. End of an era for early websites. A service that gave many people their first taste of building and owning a web page is set to close. Yahoo-owned GeoCities once boasted millions of users and was the third most popular destination on the web. The free site has since fallen out of fashion with users, and it is gone. Last couple stories from News of the Weird. Spiders are now attracted to blood perfume. Jumping spiders apparently use blood as a perfume to attract the opposite sex. That's from Live Science. That link between alcohol and cancer explained at Science Daily. Alcohol consumption has long been linked to cancer and its spread, but the underlying mechanism has never been clear. Now researchers at Rush University Medical Center have identified the cellular pathway that may explain the link. You can find that at Science Daily. And then, from entertainment news, Henry Ian Cusick. You know him as Desmond Hume on Lost. My favorite character on Lost. He has settled a sexual harassment lawsuit with a former production staffer who sued him back in April for allegedly grabbing and touching her inappropriately. Oh, Desmond. That's from TMZ. That's your News of the Weird. Now, joining us, as promised, Colorado Polls founder and writer Jason Bain, ColoradoPolls.com. Jason, you've been reporting on Jared Polis. Jared Polis seems to be adept at being not adept, adept at stepping on himself. The latest thing that you report on is Polis, oddly enough, on health care. Now, he appeared in one of these floor colloquies, these events staged on the floor of the U.S. House with two of Colorado's Republicans. What was wrong with that? What did he say? And why do you think it goes further in showing us that Polis seems to be adept at being clumsy?
Well, I think it's, this started back in July when Polis created this letter that opposed a piece of the healthcare reform legislation that he got a bunch of freshmen to sign, and what it did is it fed into the Republican talking points that there are Democrats that don't like healthcare reform. He was widely criticized for it. He kind of backpedaled, and then he did it again last Thursday night. The two Republican congressional members from Colorado, Mike Hoffman, Doug Lamborn, were speaking on the floor criticizing the health care reform legislation, and who comes up right after them? Jared Polis, to talk about his concern with some minor piece of the legislation, but the piece that he doesn't understand, and maybe he's right about whatever this tiny piece that he has a problem with. Maybe he's right, but what he's missing is he's feeding into the overall rhetoric from the opposition that says that this health care reform legislation is screwed up and even Democrats don't like it.
And he has been cited by the Republicans as a reason, one of the many reasons, that they are opposing health care reform. And so I think your point is well taken, that when a Democrat from a district like Boulder goes out and says, hey, this tax proposal in the health care bill, this tax proposal to create a surtax on millionaires is bad, then it gives the Republicans a talking point that, hey, even the congressman from Boulder is saying that this is bad. And so obviously opposing health care is a mainstream centrist position. Now, Polis also got in some hot water about this issue of net neutrality. For people who don't know what net neutrality is, there's a debate going on right now about telecom policy, about whether the policy of the government should be that content across networks is treated the same, no matter who is producing it. The telecom companies want to be able to charge different rates, potentially, for different kinds of content. Net neutrality is a move by the federal government to say, no, you can't do that. You can't discriminate price-wise, economically discriminate against different kinds of content. Polis, who had campaigned with Net Roots activists and as an internet entrepreneur, had on the campaign strongly supported net neutrality. But then again, he recently stepped in it. Tell us that story.
Well, so Polis ended up signing on to this letter that was from basically a lot of industry types saying that in a roundabout way that net neutrality was kind of a bad idea. And then he was called out by it, by Netroots and by, you know, a lot of the national websites. And Polis, in his typical clumsy response, goes on and comments in a lot of these, on these websites saying, well, you guys don't really know what net neutrality means, and what I signed isn't what you think it is. And, you know, there's this idea, and I've heard it before and I've seen it written before, that Polis is too smart for his own good, and I think that's wrong. I actually think that Polis isn't as smart as he thinks he is in a lot of these cases, and I think, you know, I think he's thinking that that there's some other angle that he can work on here, but he's completely missing the bigger picture in a lot of these things.
Is this, what do you ascribe this to?
I mean, you know, I ascribe it to, there's a couple of things, and this is, Jared Polis has always been this way. I mean, you know, people that have known him for a long time, he's always been someone who, you know, doesn't really listen to advice well and kind of does his own thing. But the other thing that I think that this shows is a guy who is as wealthy as Jared Polis is, who has the ability to self-fund a campaign to any degree he wants. He can do whatever he wants, basically, because there's really no way to beat him in a primary. If he were anybody else that didn't have the ability to self-fund, with the things he's done this summer, not only would he be primaried next summer, he would lose, and he would no longer be in Congress this time next year. But because he can self-fund, he has this real cushion to kind of go ahead and do whatever he wants and throw these weird tantrums sort of whenever he wants.
You know, it's a fascinating point in the sense that that candidates who run who are self-financed always talk about, well, this is going to allow me to be independent. That's how they spin it. And independence is seen in politics, I think, by voters as a good thing, but there's a downside to it, as you allude to, which is the fact that part of the way our democracy works is that members of Congress are not fully independent from the voters that they are representing, that they feel those pressures, and that candidates who can self-fund, there's an upside. There could be an upside to them being independent of say, moneyed opposition, industry, corporate forces. But there's also that downside, as you point out, that the money insulates them from the political consequences of behavior like this. Jason Bain of Colorado Polls. It's coloradopolls.com. Thanks for taking the time this morning. 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. After the break, fill you in on a couple of healthcare stories just off the wire. Then we'll take some of your calls. We'll go back to where we started. We'll open up the phones. We'll do a little bit of open phones. But I'd like to go back to where we started, if you want. The meat question, meat and vegetarianism. The Europe's leading climate change expert says that America has to become more vegetarian if we're going to solve the climate crisis. Are you willing to eat less meat? Are you willing to do what I've done? And I should put an asterisk, what I've basically done, because I still eat whitefish. Every couple of weeks, a whitefish salad and bagel.
Phony.
Just kidding. Are you willing to be a vegetarian for the sake of the planet? Or for the sake of something else? I'm a vegetarian. I think it's good for the environment, but I don't like the idea of killing animals.
We all eat vegetables. We'll be a really short nation of weak people, Dave.
I know. That was that one caller called in, if you hadn't tuned in, first call of the day on that issue said, you know, if we don't eat meat, we're not going to be, you know, people. Cultures that don't eat a lot of meat are shorter. Are you willing to, for the United States to be slightly shorter to save the planet? 9:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Wow, this crash in Littleton Highlands Ranch area is still around. Three cars eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Delays are thinning for us now, but still back to Wadsworth. Speeds in the teens and 20s. Also slow for eastbounders there as you approach the site of that crash. Turnpike also a heavy spot right now. Westbound side mostly shared into Wadsworth. Again, Table Mesa to Baseline. And the trip on southbound 25 still heavy, leaving North Glen 120th to 84th. Speeds in the 20s and 30s there. Again, heavy from I-76 down to 17th Avenue in downtown. That's due to a late crash. Your forecast today, cloudy, highs in the lower to mid-50s. Possible isolated showers this afternoon before the snow hits our high country. Snow developing in the city tomorrow morning early. This has the potential to be a big storm. 3 to 6 inches expected around downtown. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You can eat award-winning barbecue for half price with Bargain Watch. Buy a $30 gift card to Brothers Barbecue for $15 at AM 760.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Free. Call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
My husband and I are at each other's throats.
We were tossing and turning all night, keeping the other one awake.
I would look over like, what is your basic problem?
It could actually save your marriage.
We're both happier.
I'm ecstatic to have found this.
And it isn't classes or counseling or flowers.
The thing my wife likes is that I wake up in a better mood.
It's a bed. The revolutionary Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
Now that we have the Sleep Number bed, we can't wait to go to bed.
It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs.
She's got the firmer setting. I've got the softer setting.
It's heaven.
Each of your bodies.
I'm just so comfortable, and I know he's comfortable.
We never realized how much we were both compromising to share a bed.
Challenge sleep as you know it. Visit a Sleep Number center now and take the Sleep Number challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last. Just for finding your sleep number. Together.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
With all of the good things you do for your heart, like... and...
I think I'll have the salmon.
Take Centrum Cardio, the only leading complete multivitamin with CoraWise phytosterols that may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering cholesterol. Centrum Cardio, the multivitamin that's good for your heart. As part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol, 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams may reduce the risk of heart disease by lowering blood cholesterol.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheese. We've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap will do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you're in luck. If you live south, then you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are
the Drudge Report, linking to a Times of London piece about Europe's, one of Europe's most respected climate scientists, former climate guy for the World Bank, saying that America and the world needs to eat less meat in order to deal with climate change. This follows a UN report from 2006 saying that eating meat causes roughly 18% of human-generated climate change agents and gases in the atmosphere. Are you willing to eat less meat to deal with this crisis, or do you not believe it? I'd love to get people who don't believe it. I mean, you're going to open up a can of worms in terms of you're going to have people who are going to say, I don't believe global warming is happening, and I don't believe that eating meat contributes to global warming. I mean, the thing is, if you believe that global warming is happening, it's hard to argue that eating meat doesn't contribute to it. I mean, think about how much energy, just sheer energy, it takes, caloric energy, to go and take a calf and make it a full-on huge cow. And that says nothing of the transportation costs, the slaughterhouse costs, and also the methane emitted from the animal. And the methane causes exponentially more global warming than a similar amount of carbon dioxide. So are you willing to be a vegetarian or move in the vegetarian way for the sake of the planet? Or am I just a bleeding heart liberal? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines here. Let's go to Eric in Wheat Ridge. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah, I've been a vegetarian for quite a while. I started when I was like 18 or 19 years old, and then I lapsed for about 8 years in my 20s, and then I went back to it because I was gaining weight, actually. And I found being a vegetarian was a much better way to try to control my weight, among other things.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of people have found serious health benefits to being a vegetarian. Eating lots of meat has... even if it's the most natural kind of meat, it doesn't move through your body as well as higher fiber vegetarianism. I mean, I'm no scientist here, and so that's why meat
really high in sodium too.
It's really high in sodium, right? And then that says nothing about
blood pressure,
about the antibiotics and the chemicals that some of these animals are being forced to eat that then go into your body.
I've driven all over the country, and I even drove a truck for a while and delivered some meat products for a while. And I'll tell you, some of the areas I've driven through where they have lots of feedlots, there's parts of southern Kansas you can drive through at the right time of year when the atmospheric conditions are right, and you just have a smog of, E. coli and everything else, just a smoggy vapor covering the ground for, hundreds of square miles.
Oh, yeah, and I heard the movie Food Inc., which I have not seen, but I heard it's great. Food Inc., I think it posits that there are about 13 or 15 total major slaughterhouses in the United States, and that this is why this consolidation of the meat packing industry is why if one amount of meat gets infected or diseased, it can spread all over the country so fast because it's such a vertically integrated industry. And now we've got this question of what is it actually doing, not just, as you mentioned, to our immediate environment, that the toxicity, water, stuff running off into the water, and air pollution. But this is a global climate change issue.
A lot of the analysis that oceanographers do in the Gulf of Mexico or in areas like Maryland, Chesapeake Bay, things like that, they're finding the runoff from, major feeder rivers where there's a lot of agriculture going on.
Yeah.
That the amount of nitrogen in the water, the byproducts from, manure, chicken manure, cow manure, and so on, and there's a lot of that going on.
It's a good point. And the guy from this guy from Europe in this story talks about how water is also going to be a scarce resource. and that the amount of water that it takes to make meat, to deliver that steak on your plate. I mean, the cow itself drinks lots of water. The water pollution into the groundwater from raising a cow on factory farms, that sacrifices lots of water. That's a whole separate issue as well. Hey, Eric, thanks for the call, man. Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM760.
Hi. You can avoid all those problems if you go to Beefalo and if you go to switchgrass. Here in Colorado, half of our ag land could go from corn, which uses a lot of water,
mm-hmm.
to switchgrass, which doesn't take any.
Grass-fed beef.
Well, no. Switchgrass is not for switchgrass is the kind that is native to Colorado. Therefore, buffalo used to use it.
Oh,
now,
I see. Right. Buffalo as buffalo meat.
Right. Now, I looked on the internet to find out whether or not there's any beefalo using, say, Angus as a mix
mm-hmm.
with the buffalo. And I can't find any of that, but I'm sure somebody else could find it for themselves.
Well, and let's not forget. I mean, you bring up a point that people seem to forget, which is that, you know, the cows that people are eating, they don't naturally eat corn. I mean, they're not really I guess that they are a natural animal, but they're a domesticated animal. But my point is only is that the factory farms basically force feed them a diet of corn.
Oh, so maybe the methane that's coming out of the cow is actually somehow or other there's a causative relationship between the corn that they're feeding and the methane.
Well,
I read there's less methane that comes from buffaloes. If there's less methane coming from buffaloes because they're eating the switchgrass.
That's interesting. Well, my only point was that cows don't have to eat corn. You can feed cows grass.
You can feed them peanuts.
Well, then the question is, well, why don't we feed them grass? Well, the answer is because the factory farming industry wants them to be as big, as fat as possible,
right.
And so to produce as much per cow, as much meat per cow as possible. Thus, we get back to the problem of super corporatized industrial agriculture. But you can have a grass-fed cow, and your idea about buffalo, a very good idea. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call, man.
Bye.
Let's go quickly to Jane. Jane in Castle Rock, you're on AM760.
Hello?
Hey, Jane.
Yeah. Oh, is this David?
It is.
Hi, David. I finally made some connection with you, although I think I'm a little bit intellectual too, but you're really intellectual. Anyway, I'm a vegetarian and I don't like killing animals either, just like you.
Well,
I wanted to tell you that.
I appreciate it. And society makes people like us who choose our vegetarianism for that reason. I feel kind of feel embarrassed about it, but we shouldn't.
I try to tell them it's nothing against them, and I don't care. I don't hold anything against them what they eat. But then sometimes they make fun of you, though, don't they? Or me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I find in my life as a vegetarian that if you tell people, look, I'm a vegetarian because of the environment, or I'm a vegetarian because of health reasons, or I'm a vegetarian because of some other reason, but people will say, oh, okay, all right.
All those things.
But if you say, I'm a vegetarian because I don't want to kill the animal, people feel like you're judging them.
Well, no, I'm not, because they haven't gotten. I have a son that likes to go hunt. He doesn't even care what I think.
Maybe what it shows is when people get a little weird about that, maybe it shows that the folks who get weird about vegetarianism are themselves a little bit insecure about their own diet choices.
You know, you may be right there.
Maybe if they are comfortable in their diet choices.
You looked at me, Dave, when you said that and kind of winked.
I did look at Turk.
Turk, your diet sucks. I know. Yesterday, he saw me eat a burger. Listen to this, Jane. Yesterday, I came in and Smash Burger brought food in, and I grubbed down a big old like quarter pounder before like 9 o'clock in the morning. I know, isn't that?
Hey,
awful?
I had some of the fries. I had some of the fries. Who knows what they were? Oh. What they were boiled in? Hey, Jane, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. All
right,
you
Dave.
Guys be good.
Thank you, Jane. By the way, Dave, I got a text from my wife, Stacy.
Yes.
Says, listening to this makes me want a burger.
That's why you love her.
That's right. But no, I'm hungry. I'm fasting, though. I can't eat until I'm done. I got like a stress test, EKG. I'm giving blood today. So I'm on this whole fasting thing. But
you can't eat anything?
No, not, you know, I guess because I'm giving blood 12 hours prior.
So now you know what it feels like to be
hours prior.
To have a Yom Kippur day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you did that for, what, 24 hours?
24 hours.
Ew,
yeah.
I couldn't do that, man.
Yeah, well, think about Muslims who do it for Ramadan.
I know.
It's every for a whole month.
I know. It's crazy. How?
I mean, they don't fast for a whole month. They fast every day, each day, for a whole month.
Yeah.
It would drive me absolutely.
It would too. So I'm dying.
Tough.
Just like, you know, I can't have caffeine. I couldn't have a cup of coffee this morning. No sodas.
No burger for you this morning.
I know, so I'm looking at, like, I won't be able to eat a burger until at least, like, 4:30 this afternoon.
I'm sure you will chow down on a meat product that is John Turk, who did say, in fairness, could give up the beef. And the question is, are you out there listening, are you willing to give up, if not become a full vegetarian, willing to give up some of your meat for the sake of the planet? Europe's leading climate scientist says that in order for us really to deal with climate change, America has to eat less meat. Are you willing to contribute to the cause, or do you think it's bunk? 303-713-7600. And, of course, if you want to answer the question, how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? You can feel free to answer
great.
That
I'm gonna have to
as well.
That song up next, aren't I?
All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Looks like crews did move that accident off the highway there, eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. That's been hampering us for about at least 90 minutes. Still seeing some slow speeds back around Wadsworth. Also, a new crash near downtown Capitol Hill area, 3rd and Lincoln, and slower speeds southbound I-25, I-70 to 23rd Avenue. And also seeing some daily construction being set up. One lane westbound C-470 shut down from Wadsworth to Ken Carl. Got some road work there. Expect some delays, though. Also single lane closures of both directions of 104th Avenue over I-25. Your forecast is going to be cloudy today. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. Possible rain showers this afternoon. That's going to turn to snow in the high country this evening, and that's also going to head into the city tomorrow. We expect about 3 to 6 inches around Denver, 8 to 16 in the mountains. Right now, our downtown temperature 48 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We can get this done.
Edge Shields.
And the first big increment.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Mommy!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
I'm 55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Are you willing to eat less meat to save the planet? Europe's leading climate change expert says that Americans have to eat less meat, and the world basically has to ultimately move towards vegetarianism, maybe not be a full-on vegetarian world, but move towards vegetarianism to deal with climate change, because meat consumption, the creation of meat, the meat industry, and the methane from the animals that make meat are significantly contributing to global warming. UN report says 18% of human-created global warming is from the consumption of meat. Are you willing to come over to the side of vegetarianism, or do you not believe it? Tommy in Boulder. Tommy, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's it going? I've been a vegetarian since 1969. I went the vegan route for a couple of years, and I finally figured out that my vegan friends look more anorexic than anything else, so I like to classify myself as a lacto-ovo vegetarian, which means that I'll eat eggs and cheese and things like that. But
you'll eat eggs and you'll eat milk?
Oh, yes, dairy products.
And dairy products.
Sure.
And you, why did you ultimately become a vegetarian?
Ultimately? Well, initially, it's always a woman. A beautiful little woman named Monique. I was living with in Topanga Canyon, California.
She was a vegetarian?
Yep, and she pretty much encouraged me to stop eating meat. And
yeah, I mean, I hear you, man. My wife is a vegetarian, and I will say this: it is definitely easier to be in a relationship and it living in a household where both parties are vegetarian or both parties are meat eaters, trying to split it. I don't know how people do that. I know a couple friends of mine are able to split it. I don't know how they do it. Hey, Tommy, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, listen, my pleasure.
All right.
Take care.
Let's go last call of the day to Jeremy in Denver. Jeremy, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, David, love to talk to you here, man. I just wanted to offer a challenge out to John, the earlier caller. I'm a 6-foot, 210-pound vegetarian. I bench press about 350 and would love to challenge John to any sort of athletic event, arm wrestling, strength, play basketball, whatever you want.
Hey, John, if you're still listening, John was the caller earlier in the morning who said that he didn't want to be a vegetarian. We couldn't be vegetarians because vegetarians end up being shorter and basically weaker. Now we've got a challenge from Jeremy in Denver that basically Jeremy is saying to John he will kick John's ass as a vegetarian on behalf of vegetarianism. Jeremy, if John calls us back, you got to call us back, and we will set up a time for you guys to do ultimate vegetarianism versus meathead challenge. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks, David.
All right. All right, that's the show for you today. Tomorrow we got a packed show, including a New York Times columnist Timothy Egan. Oh, there's the sound. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Stick around. Stay warm out there. Watch the snow. Take care.
When a friend tells you about something that...
It's amazing what can come through in the voice, the laughter. The spiritual realm knows no barriers of geography or time or distance. This is Christian at California Psychics. Reading on the phone is a really great thing now. It really makes it a lot more accessible.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because of them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800.
You do. Enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovationhair.com.